Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood. This is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
A place of our own without a lot of parents peering down our back.
Radio worth watching.
Coming to you live from the Toad Hop Network studios, it's the Sportscast with your host, the sports guru and bud knocker. Call the show at 323-622-8623. Follow the show on Twitter at Sportscast_THN. It's the Sportscast on the Toad Hop Network.
Is up, everybody. How we doing today?
He cut my mic again, Johnny. Jesus
pissed.
Christ. You're still mad after
he's
2 weeks of the Romo
show? The show before you guys always brings it down. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah.
He's still pissed.
Exactly.
Man. Pittsburgh is out of the playoffs, Johnny. Deal with it.
I never will.
Put your big boy pants on and deal with it.
Welcome back, though, everybody, to the Sportscast. Wednesdays, 4 to 6, Toad Hop Network. You can follow us on Twitter, Sportscast_THN. Call the show live right now, 323-622-8623.
Call in.
As always, with my sidekick, the Bud Knocker in the house.
Sup?
Johnny Icebox, as usual, running the board. Got a big show for you guys today. NFL playoffs in full swing. We had a big BCS game called Alabama. That was the easiest money in my pocket.
Stealing
money.
That was stealing.
It really was.
Yeah, it was.
We got to get it. NHL's back. Sporting it right now.
You know what, dude? I just found out how freaking...
Thank God! Try and turn the volume up. Give him some hallelujah.
Yeah. Church. Yeah. I'm finding out. I'm walking the building with this on.
Yeah.
I'm just finding out how old I really am.
People are like, what kind of jersey?
Nobody knows what the hell this is.
If you're not watching, you guys can watch live right now, ToadHopNetwork.com.
Seriously.
He's got the old school Kings purple and gold on right now.
Yes.
Captain 23, Dustin Brown.
Yeah.
And people don't even know what you're wearing?
Nobody knew.
It's pathetic.
What team is that?
Really? I realize why they got rid of those jerseys.
They're fucking ugly.
Yeah, they look like shit on camera.
It really does look like shit on camera.
They did, dude, and they still do, but I gotta sport it, man. I gotta sport it.
You do gotta sport it. We got a big show, though. You gotta knock the fuck out!
Absolutely, baby.
As usual, and we're gonna have a big guest on today. We got Eric Pincus from Lakers and Clippers from the LA Times. You know, obviously, big things going down with the Lakers right now. Struggling big time. Lost four
crazy
in a row.
Times. Got Never beat seen
by
nothing
Hu-
like
got
it.
Beat by Houston last night. Also gonna cover the Clippers are on fire again.
Lots of NBA.
Lots of NBA
Mello
going on.
And, KG.
We're gonna
stupid.
Get into that. We're gonna get into Mello, KG, and LeBron being told to shut up by a ref.
I love that.
Gonna get into that as well.
I just love that.
So we got a big show again. Give us a call, 323-622-8623, guys. First of all, we got the NCAA games going on. Start off with Oregon against Kansas State. We kind of figured it was gonna be a blowout, and it pretty much was. Oregon controlled from the very beginning. Their speed's just unmatchable in college football right now.
Yeah, it pretty much went the way I thought it would go.
I mean, the opening kickoff, John, if you could throw it up right here, you know, DeAnthony Thomas going crazy.
The Mamba.
Right to the house.
The Mamba, yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, the guy's just got moves.
You can't coach speed.
And I was just about to say, you can't coach speed.
Nope. No,
you can coach defense all you want, but your guys can't catch up with them. You're not, you know, you can't play. So Oregon end up rolling them over.
This is a nice showcase, you know, for the Pac-12.
Yeah.
K-State was, you know, ranked number two on the same weekend that Oregon was ranked number one, and they both lost. So this conceivably could have been the national championship game had they not both stumbled at the end of the year. And it pretty much went the way I thought. Oregon is just fast. And they just keep coming at you. They don't let
Supposedly
you breathe.
Chip Kelly's staying in house. He's not going to go to the NFL, so they're going to have Chip Kelly back
for
next
year. Well, he's going to stay in, and I really don't know. I don't know the dynamics of what it is, because this is kind of like 2 years in a row where he's sipping that fireman's brew, huh? We're red cupping the fireman's brew.
Fireman's brew, good right now.
But this is 2 years in a row where he's kind of interviewed for professional jobs, and he's an arrogant son of a bitch.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, but arrogance comes with winning,
and. The problem is, you know, I don't know if his offense
can work
carry
in the NFL.
In
I don't think
NFL.
It can either. Well, we got a call coming in right now from the 626. 626, you're on the line with Sportscast. Who we got?
What's up?
Hallelujah.
Who is this?
This is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus!
Jesus!
Yeah!
Yes!
In the house!
That's how we roll. We've got the King of Kings going.
Talked to you since your birthday on Christmas. How have you been, Jesus?
I've been good. How you guys been?
Oh, we're doing pretty good over here. We're glad hockey's back in L.A.
Doing fantastic.
And we're doing good, man. What you calling about?
I just wanted to talk shit to Buttknocker.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to talk shit to Buttknocker?
Bring it. What? Why? What did I do now?
Hey, any true FC fan, true FC fan, is never going to go for the Irish. Of course.
I'm dinging him on that.
Doesn't matter if you're playing against the SEC. No, brother. Fuck the Irish. Bama all the way. Wow. I knew it.
And yeah, but you didn't have the gonads to put the money on it now, did you? Did you? You didn't have the big swinging gonads to put your money on it, did you?
Jesus, he straight out told you. You should have gone to thenewsportsguru.com. I called the halftime on that, and I called the game. Man, I want some fat money on that game.
Follow the guru's advice. But to your point.
I was chicken. I know I was chicken. I was not
chicken.
To put the money down.
Hey, you know what? But you know what? You called it exactly right. I was pushing Notre Dame just to basically be devil's advocate. And you're right. Any, you know, God-loving Cardinal and Gold fan is never going to root for the Irish. But I'm just – I was just hoping for a miracle because I'm just way sick of the SEC. I'm just so sick of the whole damn
thing. Everybody
is.
You know what? I'm glad that the playoff system's going to come.
Me too, because this would not have happened under the playoff system.
I can't wait for next season. I just called in to kind of give you guys some bullshit.
No problem. Right. No, Jesus. Hey, I want to get your opinion real quick. If, say, Notre Dame wasn't in that game, who do you think would have given Alabama a better chance, Oregon or Texas A&M?
I think Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, Texas A&M already beat them. I would have rather seen Oregon or Stanford play them.
Go in there and try to. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, since you called up, why does Lane Kiffin still have a job, man? Tell me. Explain this to me.
Don't even get me fucking started.
I want to get you started. That's what the show's about. Bring the passion.
Lane Kiffin, get the fuck out of California.
Not just SC, just get the fuck out of California.
What did I say a couple months ago? At the middle of the season, I was going to say Lane Kiffin needs to go, and he still needs to go, and I don't know why they haven't pulled the trigger. You know what? We are starting with a new, completely new offense. We're starting with a new game. He needs to go. We don't need him no more. All he's going to do is just ruin our quarterback, the freshman, which he looked great. He looked great the two starts. But
right.
You know what? He's a freshman. He hasn't got the experience. But if we bring a new coach in, someone that is not going to be scared and let him throw, the guy's a thrower. He's not going to be playing this fucking five-yard dunks.
I love
it. Let him go. Let him play and Lane Kiffin is never going to let him do that. He did it with Matt Parker. He fucking contained him. We're going to let him play his game that he needed to play.
Hey, what do you think of now this was what really bugs me, and this is the Lane Kiffin does not get where he's at. What is with the Belichick starter kit that he wore on the sidelines for this game? What the hell is with the hoodie and the glasses, bro? Seriously.
Man, brother, I'm just tired of hearing the Lane Kiffin. Right. I'm tired of it. You know what's going to hurt us next season? And I tell you this much. People are not going to go to the games.
Yes.
It's going to be like 2 years ago when people didn't show up to the games because they're tired. I honestly think that fans are tired of seeing him at two seasons. He had the best offense. He had the best players out there, and he couldn't bring it. Not even be ranked. We're not even right this season. After an entire season, how can you go with having great receivers, running backs? Dude, you have the best players out there and you couldn't fucking produce?
Yeah.
Nothing. We couldn't produce nothing. We got a fucking fat girl.
Way to unleash the beast. Way to unleash the beast in Jesus.
Brad, thanks for bringing that.
Jesus.
And then you're going to lose to fucking Georgia Tech.
All right, Jesus. Well, we appreciate you checking in, as always, on the Sportscast, buddy.
Oh, man. You got to keep doing what you're doing. Always supporting you guys. I know I've been.
I love it.
We love you, Jesus.
I got you guys.
Hey, spread the word, Jesus, to all your followers, man. We really appreciate
membership
it. We love
drive.
You, buddy.
Membership
exactly.
drive.
All, we appreciate it.
All right. That's great.
Why'd you get
that.
Him started?
I just love Jesus is dropping
F-bombs.
My God.
Jesus all right, is next dropping up, moving on. We got to move real quick here. Texas A&M ends up blowing out Oklahoma. Oklahoma's biggest joke in BCS. I mean, really, come on.
They are the absolute worst performing team in the history of the BCS.
Unbelievable. They won their one national championship. You got Johnny Football right here. You can watch it. ToadHopNetwork.com. Running trick plays. We got him running down the sidelines for touchdowns. Unbelievable. This guy, I mean, he's really going to be the next Joe Namath. He's going to have all the girls, going to have all the money, he's got the name.
Oh, for sure.
He's going to run it, man.
What's really scary is he had committed to Oregon. Can you, I mean, you know, the quarterback that Oregon has does a really good job of running it as a freshman, you know, fantastic job. But can you imagine
Manziel up there, yeah.
in running the Oregon team? It would be really scary, but I mean, yeah, I agree. He's got all the potential, and what really sucks, you're going to segue into this, but what really sucks is he's not going to make a dime. Texas A&M and the NCAA are going to make a freaking fortune off this
time.
Guy's name and personality for the next 3 years, and he's
rules.
Not going to make a dime, yeah. And I think that's horseshit.
Yeah, it's seriously, NCAA and all those rules, I can't
just
stand
saying.
It. Really, just saying. Well, we'll move on real quick. Notre Dame, Alabama, huge blowout. I mean, I called this from the very beginning. You got three championships in 4 years now for Alabama. Obviously a dynasty in NCAA football. I mean, how can you put Notre Dame? I understand they had that undefeated record, but when you set it up and you look at who they play and who these SEC teams play, and I will harp on it all day and you'll try and knock it down. This is why the SEC is the best conference in college football.
Well,
it's hands down.
They do win the championship game, and we can argue their schedule. We can argue, you know, geographically, they play in the same weather every single week, blah, blah, blah. That's another show. You got to give it to him. What really sucked is I couldn't even get my drink on. You know, I piled my plate with my hors d'oeuvres, and, you know, sat down, got my vodka, you know, my vodka club with my triple lemon, right?
Okay.
Sat down. It's fucking 14-0.
I know. It's done.
Are you kidding me?
It was done.
The game's over.
Yeah. Now, who did they concentrate more on? Johnny, throw it up. They concentrated more on McCarron's girlfriend over here, Miss Alabama.
For a good reason.
She's smoking.
For a good reason.
She's smoking hot. And obviously, Brent, you know, the announcer over there.
He got caught a little off guard, huh?
Yeah, he might have popped it, you know what, down there, you know.
He went a little chubby under the desk.
He went a little chubs underneath the desk there on the broadcast. But she's former Miss Alabama. She's smoking hot. She's become the new biggest thing. She's bigger than her boyfriend right now.
Hey, you know what, Bo? The interviews that she's done since then, this is one cool chick. This is one cool lady. You know, she's not offended by it.
She told Musburger that it was okay. She didn't care anything by the comments because it's typical ESPN bullshit trying to make a story out of nothing.
Exactly.
Trying to stir up. You know, it's stupid. I can't stand it about ESPN. It's one of the reasons I'm a big anti-ESPN guy. They get paid to say all this stuff because it drives ratings. That's why you hear about Tebow and the Jets. They broke in SportsCenter for the Jets end of the year conference. Who the fuck? I seriously cares about that.
Did they really?
They seriously broke to that. It's like,
to go live to that.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I know, Peter Griffin. I swear to God. They broke my SportsCenter for that.
Who cares about the Jets end of the year whatever?
But it's ridiculous. They're trying to make a story out of nothing. You know,
but that game, Notre Dame, and I made a bet, and I'm –
playoffs are coming.
Disturbs,
that's what we got to say.
Disturbed smiles. I'm going to pay you. You're going to get your six
You're losing
back.
Some bets
but I,
for
well,
you recently.
I was basically just making a bet because everybody was going to Alabama.
Oh,
the devil's advocate.
Oh, you are ridiculous.
But you know what? In that game, they were showing.
No, don't think you're getting away with that comment as a USC fan. She just called you out on that.
That's all right.
You can't. Then don't call yourself a true USC fan when you're going to bet on Notre Dame just because.
Well, you know,
it's
someone's
ridiculous.
Got it. Someone's got to do it. Nobody else was.
You are one pathetic loser.
That's right, Buttknocker.
I am.
And bringing it on Twitter right now, sportscast_THN. So,
but you know what? They had the deer in the headlight
they
looks.
They did.
It got to 14-0, and they were staring at each other like, holy crap, this isn't Pitt. This isn't Navy. What do we get ourselves into? We just hope we get out of here, you know, and it's not 75-0.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, it's going to be good. Playoffs
congratulations
be next
to
year.
Alabama.
Big time.
Nick Saban. He will never have to pay
Bear
for
Bryant,
anything
yep. again
in that state for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I bet you tomorrow he could run for governor.
Yeah.
And he wins.
And he wins.
Ain't no doubt.
All right. Well, let's begin the big boys right now. Oh, we had a big wild card weekend last week. Big games. Sports Guru called all the winners, as
yeah, you
usual,
did.
Called
yeah,
all
did.
Of them, passed
all
on
them
to the
all.
Next round.
Yep.
But a big, big injury. We'll get into it in just a second. RG3 going down this weekend in a horrible, horrible injury. We all knew it was going to come at some point. We'll get into it whether he should have been playing or not in just a little bit.
Right,
we had some big games coming up. Texans start off the actual weekend. Came out like they should have probably. Texans in a rebound game. End up beating the Bengals 19-13. You didn't get the best out of Andy Dalton. I think they put up four passing yards.
You didn't get the best out of him? I fucking hope not. Dude was 3 for 11. He was 3 for 11 for 4 yards in the first half. He didn't get his best effort. Are you effing kidding me?
I tried to give him the old little slack.
You know, but again, you know, like the guru states, and it's probably a good formula when you get into these games.
You bet the quarterback. Yep.
And oddly enough, though, Andy Dalton had more playoff experience than Schaub.
That's true.
Oh, TJ played the game last year.
TJ Yates was in the game last year.
So, you know, but Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But I'm still not, you know, Houston won the game, but as bad as since he played, that final score, that's a little scary to me.
It is. Well, we got a caller real quick. 559 coming in on the sportscast for the 559. Who we got?
This is Joe in Fresno. How
are
you guys doing?
Joe, what's up, Fresno? Joe? What's going on, bud, from the Average Joe Show?
Talk to me.
What's going on, buddy?
I was just calling in because you guys were talking about that awful national championship game. You know, it's like you heard of Luck of the Irish. That game was more like Suck of the Irish. And, you know what? Screw you, Notre Dame, for making me look bad. You know, I go out on Twitter. I said that I liked the points. Notre Dame plus 9.5.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? What I meant by that really was, I'm trying to say face here, is I thought Notre Dame would score more than 9.5 points in the game. So,
pretty much.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
He was going to over-under on the Notre Dame points at 10.
Oh, my God.
Good move on that one, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Hey, who do you see in the segueing into NFL, man, who do you see in the Super Bowl and who wins and why?
Well, on the newsportsguru.com, I went on there on record, and Denver against Seattle at the end, and Denver to win it all. I like Peyton Manning, and I'm sucked into the Denver hype, you know? I mean, number one seed in the AFC, and, you know, they're rolling right now. I mean, yeah, I know they've been a product of a good team in a bad division, but I just think Manning's on a mission.
Do you really think Seattle wins 3 road games to get there?
You know what? I didn't think about that when I
had a couple drinks.
That was post six pack.
I really like Seattle's defense right now. I think they're probably the hottest team in the NFC. I mean, they're playing on, you know, firing on all cylinders. I love their defense. I mean, they just go out and punch people in the mouth.
Yeah, Joe, they remind you.
That's where we need the old Russ.
Yeah, Joe, they remind you.
Have you seen Russell Wilson's biceps?
I know, really. Jesus Christ. Really, though, they remind me of the Giants from last year, the Seattle team. Not obviously with, you know, Eli Manning's a better quarterback than Russell Wilson right now, but the way that they're rolling into the playoffs right now, and that big game that they won in Chicago on the road changed their season.
Absolutely.
And it really didn't. It sparked this team to keep going. Mm-hmm. And I like their chances in Atlanta this week coming up. And moving on real quick, we were talking about.
I do too.
Yeah, and we're talking about this Texans team coming up. Yeah, they won the Bengals. Matt Schaub, if you could throw it up, Johnny, throws interception on the very, you know, in one of the very first drives, pick six.
Right.
They end up going, you know, Cincinnati goes up 7-6. You're like, oh, typical Texans let down the first round.
Exactly.
Ends up coming back, though. You look at this Texans team here. They're going to go in to play the Patriots. How comfortable, I mean, are you as a Texans fan? I think they get blown out in this game.
Yeah, I think they get embarrassed and they have no shot. I mean, you could even argue that Cincinnati should have won last week. You know, they were the better team coming in, and they had chances to win that game. And they just simply didn't execute. And Houston just executed a little bit better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's what it came down to. They executed a little better. They had that home team. You know, like I said, Andy Dalton just didn't play well. And the whole offense didn't play well with that team. And I think, like I said, Cincinnati getting into playoffs like the Colts was their Super Bowl.
Right.
And you give so much emotion going into it, you know. And we move on to this next game here, though, Joe.
Well, I want to ask a question, man.
Okay, because I want to keep Joe on here to the break. Yeah, we'll have him on.
If they lose this game and get embarrassed, what do you do with Kubiak? Do you keep him?
You know, I think it's time for a new change there. I mean, I think you have to. I mean, that team is so talented. I mean, I think they blew their wad earlier, though. I mean, they always seem to be peaking at the wrong time of the year. I mean, they peak beginning to middle of the year. And not the end of the year. I mean, to me, this matchup this week, if you're going to miss one game, if you, like, absolutely cannot make it to it and you have to go do your errands and do whatever.
You get to be at the wifey.
Yeah. I mean, It's the least compelling matchup of all. I think they're going to go in there and they're going to get hammered. And I think the Patriots are going
to
take it.
Yeah, I do think it comes down to the coach.
I think Kubiak turns into – he's the North Turner situation. Turner takes over the Chargers, has all this talent – and turns it into crap. And you look at, you know...
Right, he's getting him there, but what I'm going to blame Kubiak for, really, is he had an opportunity to not have to go play this game in New England.
You're right. The whole team.
And he could not get his team to perform in the last month of the season to guarantee those home games. And I think that really does fall on the coach.
It does, big time. Well, move on. We're going to move on to next games. We've got a few minutes, Joe. I want to keep you on the line, go over these next games. Packers end up coming up big against the Minnesota Vikings at home. This is one of the games I bet on big time. Yeah. Bet the first half and the game won it. I thought the Packers were going to take them on. Obviously, without Christian Ponder, you're putting in Joe Webb. I mean, if you could throw it up first, Joe Webb, when he started out the game, looked good. He had that running element to him. Probably the Packers hadn't seen. Christian Ponder isn't much of a runner, but obviously they can only do so much. Joe Webb coming into the game, Packers end up blowing him out. You know, 24-10. It really wasn't a game at any point here. Adrian Peterson goes for 99 yards. Was the only real big offensive player. Packers, they're my team. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl against Denver Broncos. I like them to obviously in this next game coming up here. What are your thoughts, Knocker?
Well, I think Julie Webb, my boss, would have had a better, you know, productive day than Joe Webb.
Yeah.
In this one.
You can't feel bad for his fault.
Not at all. But there's no way that you're going to go into Green Bay and win that game. And I believe that their game with San Francisco is the most compelling game of the weekend, this weekend. What do you think, Joe? What do you think of Green Bay's chances? Are they going to get to the championship? You picked Seattle.
You said Seattle. You know what? So. I mean, I picked San Francisco on the newsportsguru.com to beat them in this round. I'm going to stick with it. I mean, I think you can make arguments either way. I just think, you know, the key for me comes down to, you know, can San Francisco come up with some kind of scheme to overcome their injuries? I mean, they're missing Mario Manningham. Kendall Hunter's important on special teams, also as a backup running back. But I think the key for San Francisco is, can they exploit Green Bay's Achilles heel and put pressure on Aaron Rodgers? Because as good as the Packers have looked throughout the year, I mean, there's times when that offensive line just, you know, turns into like the Matador offensive line, and they're just letting people through, and Rodgers is getting killed out there. If he has time, you know, to drop back, go through his progression, they're going to kill him. I mean, he's going to pick him apart, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay wins.
I think this is a revenge game. I think this is actually the bet of the weekend right now. It comes in, Packers, you get 3 points in this game. As I called it from the beginning.
You get 3 points?
Yeah, you get 3 points to the Packers in this game.
Wow.
Now, I called them, Packers, this is the rebound year. After what happened to them in San Francisco, this sets up for a totals Packers just, I'm going to shut, especially with the injuries to Manningham. You're relying on a rookie quarterback, Kaepernick, in the playoffs. Right. Yeah, he's done good.
Right.
But you're relying on a rookie, and you're going to bet against Aaron Rodgers in this game.
Yeah.
And a healthier Green Bay, the Packers are being healthier every year.
Well, I go with two things.
Every game.
I go with your golden rule.
Bet on the quarterback,
and it's no contest. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Joe. The Packers have shown that if they play against a team with a front seven can really put pressure on Aaron Rodgers, then they don't have an answer.
Yeah.
And you know, I do think San Francisco is going to win this game because of that pressure.
Yep. Well, let's move on real quick.
That was my key in picking San Francisco, to be honest. But okay. I mean, I would not be surprised if Green Bay wins. I mean, I didn't feel super strong either way.
That's
such a tough game to pick. But in the end, I went with the home team and I went with the home team and because of that front seven.
All right, well, let's move on. We got two more games coming up. I want to get to them. We got a couple minutes. Joe Flacco, you know what? You still fucking suck, you bitch. I don't care if you beat one this game. All right, Anquan Boldin made catches that he shouldn't have, and he saved your ass from pathetic throws. You still suck. I don't believe in the Ravens at all. I think they get absolutely destroyed this weekend in Denver. We'll cover it a little more in Pigskin Pick'em. But Andrew Luck, obviously the Colts story was great. You picked him to win, Joe, in this one. I thought they'd flail out a little bit. I thought they'd cover the spread, but they flailed out big time. Big interception at the end of the game with 5 minutes left with Andrew Luck. You picked the Colts to win. What are your thoughts on this Ravens team?
Well, I mean, I'll say I think last week, if the Colts were a more mature team, they probably could and they could have executed better and took advantage of those opportunities, they would be playing this weekend. I mean, they have their chances to win. You know, they just couldn't take advantage of what's his name? The guard running back for Baltimore fumbling twice.
Oh, Ray Rice,
Ray Rice fumbling twice there. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Baltimore's solid, and, they, you know, yeah, they're long in the tooth, and they have some guys that can scare you if all the stars align right, but I just think Denver's too tough at home. I mean, they've had 2 weeks to prepare, you know, for one team or the other, and I just think, you know, going into that Mile High air, it's just going to be tough. I just like Denver at home, I mean, for, you know, those reasons and all the reasons that you just outline.
I no,
just
big like Denver
time.
You know your thoughts on Flacco. I mean.
Well, I go two things. I go two things with this. Emotions are just huge in this. That was Ray Lewis's last home game.
Big time.
So the team laid it out on the line emotionally. I think, and I really do believe this, if with Arias, right? The offensive coordinator and the assistant head coach.
Yeah.
Had he not got sick in that game.
It could have mattered.
And missed that game. I think it's a totally different game because now you're changing the play caller. And these guys, these two have worked together hand in hand all the way up to this point. It does make a difference. The feel and the flow are not the same. But kudos to Indy, man. What a great year.
Yeah, well, let's get this. This last game was the one everyone to see. It's actually, you know, for as good a weekend I thought it was going to be, it's kind of a lot of bad games, a lot of sloppy games. Wasn't many points scored until this last one against Seattle and Redskins here. Now, Seattle and the Redskins coming in, RG3 playing with the bum knee. We'll get into his injury in just a second here. Seahawks came out, you know, looked out of sync, to say the least, going down 14-0, RG3 already lipping around the field. Everyone thought they should have put in Cousins here, Joe. Seahawks obviously come back to win this one. What are your thoughts on RG3 going out? Johnny, can you throw up RG3 injury right now? This was nasty. I mean, the field wasn't even taken care of. You could blame it on the organization. You could blame it on Shanahan. Where do you go here? Do you blame Shanahan for this, or is it an organizational thing?
I blame, you know, Shanahan, and I blame the doctors. I mean, God bless you, RG3. I totally admire your spirit, your warrior mentality. I mean, I really respect that a lot. I never played football, and I can only imagine all the physical grind you have to go through. But I think sometimes, you know, it's kind of like a parent to a child. You know, sometimes you need somebody to save you from yourself and step in and say, hey, man, today's just not your day. We're going to have a lot of years in the future of success. We'll live to fight another day, and, you know, you need to go with somebody that's 100%. I mean, I like the Warriors mentality of RG3, but I think it was up to the coaches and the doctors and the medical staff to save RG3 from
himself. Well played, sir.
That's never going to pull himself out of a game.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate you coming on. When we get to break, we would have you on more if we could, but Johnny's cutting us off right now. Hey, Pip yourself, where can they find you at, buddy?
You can find me on my Twitter at JoePacheco4, and you can listen to the Average Joe Show every Tuesday night, 6 to 8 Pacific time on MAVSportsNetwork.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks for checking in. When we get back, we're going to have SportsTraderX.com calling in.
Right.
Going to go over. We're going to break down all four of the divisional games coming up.
Right.
We're going to get into it. What statistically, what basically stats tell you to bet
fuck
on?
Stats.
Oh, fuck stats?
Absolutely.
That's what
stats
she's,
don't mean shit.
That's not what she said last night. When we get back on the
sportscast.
Are we
doing Shot of the Week early this week?
Yeah, we'll do Shot of the Week when we get back.
Oh, nice.
All right.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network. Radio worth watching.
The SodaStream Soda Maker is fun as hell. The kids are going to love it. There's 50 different flavors, and it's healthy. There's no fructose, corn syrup, or aspartame. So pick one up at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Macy's, Kohl's, and Walmart. Or just go to SodaStream.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
Hey guys, Sports Guru here for thenewsportsguru.com. Looking to make some money this football season? Well, become an NSG VIP for only $4.99 a month and get all my NFL and college picks this season. After winning over $8,000 last year, I'm off to an even hotter start, winning $6,000 already for my NSG VIPs this year. So go to thenewsportsguru.com and start winning today.
To leave your house to shop? To crawl through traffic to the mall?
Just to find the thing you wanted?
Isn't even there at all?
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape.
Games galore.
Everything you're looking for.
Kindle. Cameras. Electronics.
Baby Einstein.
Hooked on Phonics.
Blu-ray.
Movies.
And TV.
Download.
Music.
MP3.
Pixar.
Disney. Microphones.
Pet supplies and doggy bones.
World of Warcraft.
Nancy Drew.
Sims.
The Scruff.
System 2.
Click Amazon.
You'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
Hey, Toad Hop listeners, what's going on? This is Christian Harloff.
And I am Mark Ellis from Schmoes Know. We are the only video reviewers accredited on Rotten Tomatoes.
Look
and now,
you.
Christian,
Look
somehow we got our own podcast on the Toad Hop Network.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We basically go back and forth, and we have a co-host, Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica. We talk movies, just kind of back and forth, regular people talking movies.
We start talking movies at tangents into a number of different things. Sometimes we ask for it, sometimes we don't. We take a lot of calls from everybody in our dutifully named city, Schmoeville. Those are our fans. To take a lot of tweets, so make sure you check out the Schmoes Know Movies podcast every Thursday night on the Toad Hop Network from 8 to 10 p.m.
Yes, indeed. And if you miss it, go back, watch it on the ToadHopNetwork.com, download it on the audio from iTunes, because look, we see movies before a lot of people do, but we can tell you about them if you like them, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff.
Tune your own horn there with our press greetings.
No, no, no,
while
kidding.
You are at our site or you're on iTunes, please leave a comment and rate the podcast. Make us number one because we need it. We have self-esteem issues.
With GameFly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. GameFly.com, games delivered.
Now back to Sportscast on the Toad Hop Network.
Back here on the Sportscast, Wednesdays 4 to 6, ToadHopNetwork.com. Watch us live right now, ToadHopNetwork.com. You can catch all of us on Sportscast_THN is the official Twitter of the show. We will be drinking Fireman's Brew. You can check them out, firemansbrew.com.
Regulations.
We're red cupping tonight, though. Firemansbrew.com, official beer sponsor of the Sportscast. Oh, it's going to get into it real quick. Pigskin Pick'em. But first, we're going to go into Shot of the Week. We're going to bring Shot of the Week award a little early because we got Eric Pincus coming in.
Right.
Talking some NBA at 5 o'clock. I want to give him all the time in the world. Let's bring it in. Knocker, you can go first with Shot of the Week. Who you got?
Obviously. Obviously.
What, for the sports guru being so good at betting or what?
Well, that's just always.
Is that
there.
On top? Okay.
Yeah, that's just an unwritten, you know, rule.
Okay.
You know,
I like
you're
that.
The shit and, you know, all hail.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, crowd. I appreciate it. We have an audience today. I didn't know that. Okay.
But obviously, it's got to go to Alabama.
Okay.
Three national championships in 4 years. Okay. The only thing that comes close is SC getting there 3 years straight. Okay. Which nobody ever shows any love for. But they just destroyed. You know, I don't know how good Notre Dame was, but they made them look like a high school football team. And you got to give it to them.
Yeah.
You just do because – whatever reason, luck, whatever, best team, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, 3 out of 4, how do you not give it to the Crimson Tide?
Okay.
Roll Tide.
All right. My big shot goes up to, Johnny, you're going to hate this one. I know you hate it, but you know what? Goes up to Mr. Ray Lewis, baby. Last game, epic intro. You can check it out. ToadHopNetwork.com. Doing the dance, baby. Number 52. Ray Lewis, I love you. I mean, that is what a defensive player is all about. Bringing it on the Sportscast. All the haters out there, I don't care. He is a ball player, and that is what football is all about right there, Johnny.
Yeah, he is.
It's not what football's all about.
Steelers! Steelers and Big Ben! That's
Mine
what football's all about!
Mine is not going to Baltimore.
Ray Lewis.
No
that
shit.
Asshole.
Who you got there? You had a good shot last week. I had a lot of compliments on your shot. I did.
Oh, yeah.
About
yeah,
for the firefighters? Big
thank
time.
Thank you very much. Yeah, mm-hmm. The firefighters in New York. JR over here, he actually, me and him go way back.
Yeah,
it was, rough, was a big thing.
It
okay.
was tough.
Big thing for
you
us.
Know, I caught it all on Facebook, you know what I mean? And just what happened was horrific. And we both grew up, right? Well, no, did you grow up in Rochester?
Yeah, ironically, right? Yeah. I was a mile away from where it all happened.
Yeah, wow. So it's big time. Big shot last week, Johnny. So who you got this one?
I got JR, my buddy over
here. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, man, awesome, we go way back. We go back to New York, and we used to run shit in New York. But
okay.
he's now, we've now linked up again, and I'm breaking this right here. Toad Hop is getting the store.
On the Sportscast.
Nice, yeah, getting the
baby.
Store.
Yeah.
So spreading the word. He runs it. He's going to be running it for us.
For real.
And I love that. Big ups to JR.
Yeah.
Look for that store coming soon.
All right.
And ladies, if you're looking for some eye candy, I know I have been it for the last year.
Oh, yeah. 3 months. Oh, yeah. Look,
I just going to pass my crown. JR is the eye candy for tonight's show, I just got pushed to the side. I know it's heartbreaking, but ladies, if you're not turning in, tune in.
Tune in now. All right, guys.
All right,
shots up,
whoa,
baby.
Whoa.
I thought of something.
Okay.
I want to give a shot. This is a completely non-sports.
Doesn't have to be.
It could be having a good sexual experience last night. I don't care.
And this might be halfway
alone or not.
But I'm a Pokemon fan.
Oh, okay.
Big fan of Pokemon, big fan of video games. And nice. The first ever full 3D Pokemon game was announced yesterday.
Oh, really?
Give it up.
Really random, I know, but it's a big deal for a fan like me. I got video game tattoos.
Okay.
Check it out.
Look, he's showing the abs.
That didn't take him long, huh?
Look, he's flexing the abs.
That didn't take him long, huh?
But I mean, you know, I'm a big video game fan. Okay. So shout out to Fallout. But no, seriously, shout out to Nintendo. This is a really rough move for them. I know this is completely out of you guys' realm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a gamer.
3D is a big deal.
I play him Call of Duty almost every night, dude. Don't worry about it. Yeah. And you know what? This is for, you know what, for all the gamers?
Hadouken
out there. So shots up for the Hadouken.
Shots up, man. All right. There we go.
All right.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Woo! That's good gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
All right, let's bring in NFL Divisional Weekend, baby.
Oh! Damn. This is where we get the big teams, baby. We know what the men from the boys are right here. We got the Fakers. The Fakers are out.
Yeah, this is the best weekend of the NFL season
ever.
Right here.
If you're going to go to Vegas and you bet on a weekend.
I love being there.
Oh,
I love
the best.
Being there in the playoffs, man.
You give your wife a couple $100, say, go play the quarters or nickel machines.
Yep.
And you know, hopefully she doesn't hit you up 5 or 6 more times during the night.
Really?
And you hit the first game so you have some money to give her. But best weekend in football right here.
It is.
It really
no
is.
No doubt about it, man. No doubt about it.
Big time.
Absolutely.
All right.
What do we got, Johnny?
I like it.
Are we just dropping it, huh?
Johnny's dropping it in big time right now.
Crank it up, man.
All right, Johnny. Can you bring in my guest right now? On the line, we have from SportsTraderX.com.
Okay.
Mr. Ben, in the house. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Go ahead. Give yourself a shout-out. Let them know where you're at, Ben.
Absolutely. I'm at SportsTradeX.com or at SportsTradeX on Twitter. Brand new fantasy sports stock exchange to pick teams and players and predict their performances. Cash prizes every week, so check us out.
Nice.
Cash money, guys. You can't beat that. We've incorporated them with the newsportsguru.com.
Very nice.
They've been putting out articles every week. I'm sure if you've been to our website, you've been checking them out. They break down each game, guys, by none other than the stats, the numbers.
Fuck the stats. Stuff
that I live by. Whatever. So we got Ben Lipson online.
Man,
Ben, what we're going to do?
That's why you're burning your jersey.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm taking out to Ben, you know, out for dinner, you know, later. So, Ben, what we're going to do here is we're going to bring you in here. We're going to go over each game. You know, break it down as you would Sports Trader Exmo. You know, break us down the numbers, and we'll go down and get your pick as well. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right, first game up here. Obviously, got Patriots Texans on the line here. Mm-hmm. Brady at home. Texans traveling outside, obviously, came up big last week.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots at home, you can't go against Brady in this situation, obviously. I think it's one of the biggest blowouts you're going to see in NFL. I believe the spread's going to be probably in the 9s or 10s here.
They don't have the initial lineup yet?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked it. I'll check it out here. I believe it's going to probably be at the 9 or 10.
I think so, yeah.
Brady, though, coming this game at home, you can't bet against him. I think the weather could have something to do with this. Make sure you look at the weather. But I love Brady in this one in a blowout, Knocker.
Totally have to agree. I alluded to it, like that word? I alluded
to it
earlier in the show today.
Nice.
Texas had to secure home field advantage.
Yeah.
There's no flipping way that this team is going to New England on a cold, blustery, you know, New England night with Brady with the 2 weeks to prepare. The hoodie has got all his shit together. I really do believe it. There's going to be a blowout in the playoffs this weekend.
It's this one.
All right, Johnny Box, what do you got, man?
You know what? This is one of those games.
Give the winner's pick. You know everyone goes by your picks here. Give the winners.
No. I mean, this is why Brady makes his money. I mean, he's going to do it this year. He did it last year.
All right.
So this is where it comes crunch time, and he knows how to deal with this stuff. All right. I got the Patriots in this one all the way.
Patriots in this one. All right, Ben, break it down for us, man. What do you got in this one, buddy?
I got to agree. I think this is the one game this weekend that it's a chance to really just be over by halftime. I think in New England, Belichick had 2 weeks to prepare. I don't give the Texans a chance personally. And as far as the numbers go from our prediction market, Houston is just considered a huge underdog and really not given really the least liked team all weekend and by a long shot.
Yeah, and they come out. I just looked at the stats. They come out minus 10.
Already, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it's minus 10 right now on the board. I like that, no problem. I think they cover that by 14.
I think that's going to
move
up.
I think this is an Alabama-Notre Dame game score. Yeah. I'm not even joking about that. I think it's about the same way there. I love Brady at home. All right, moving on. We'll stay in the NFC here. Falcons get the first game here. They locked up that home field, had a bye last week. Seahawks coming off the big win, comeback win against Washington last week. Falcons at home, they're just one. I think they're like the Texans. They're that big fraud team of the playoffs here. I like Seattle to go to the next round. I have them losing against the Packers next round. I like Seattle in this one against the Falcons. Wow. Yeah. What do you got, Knocker?
You know what? I'm with you. I don't know what Atlanta has. I just don't. They're that team that steamrolled through a weak division, you know, won some big games, but they have that history of choking in the playoffs.
Right.
And I'm going to go with them only because they can't screw this up every year. You know, I know this is not really deep and it's not really philosophical and all that, but I just think that if they're going to get to the Super Bowl, it's going to be this year. So that's what I'm putting my money on. Again, quarterback, a lot more, Matty Ice, a lot more experience. Tony Gonzalez, you know, he's got Julio Jones and Roddy White and I see a lot of offense from Atlanta, more so than Washington. You know, Washington was limited.
Right.
I think Seattle has a lot more to cover on defense this week, and I just see the home field advantage pulling this towards Atlanta.
All right, Johnny Box, what do you got, buddy?
You know what? I wasn't really impressed by Russell Wilson's performance last week.
Really?
I thought he was going to do a lot better, just wasn't impressed by it.
You didn't like the rest of your crew?
All right.
The biceps weren't big enough for you, or what?
It didn't seem like it was working out enough. It really shows. You know what? I think there's a magic behind this team with Russell Wilson. I mean, he's got the name of two athletic companies,
right.
Russell and Wilson.
Right.
Exactly. So he's definitely got to go places. I mean, he's got to get an endorsement somewhere.
That's freaking deep, man.
It is deep. That's a stoner thought right there.
That's a stoner thought if I ever heard of one.
I agree with you, Guru, that Falcons have been this facade of the NFL.
Right.
So I got to go the Seahawks on this one.
Okay, Ben, what are you doing for us, man?
I'm going to take the Falcons. I want to pick the Seahawks, but I think there are two big problems for them this week. First of all, the second straight week on the East Coast, I see that kind of being a problem for them. And unfortunately, they're not going to have Chris Clemens, and I think that pass rush will suffer as a result. So I like Atlanta in this one. Personally, but as far as our sports trade X picks go, the market seems to like Seattle more. Atlanta not getting any respect. As a matter of fact, being given the fourth best odds, so last best odds, in terms of winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
In the NFC.
So you got.
I agree with you that injury to Clemens, although it didn't come up last week because you know RG3 couldn't move. I agree with you that with him being out, it severely, severely hurts that Seattle defense. And then coming, it's tough to win on the road in the playoffs, man. You know, you had that emotional game last week, and to bring it up and get that hyped again, I don't know.
Well,
we got
some Twitter comments coming on Twitter. Catch us, sportscast_THN. We'll tweet out live. It says, Buttknocker, they only had candies for the blind over there, so you need to calm down your roll, okay? Wow. That's coming in from Sebastian Cain. Just
I'll take
you know.
That, though. They okay. have hands, right?
Exactly.
The blind have hands. Exactly. I'll take that. Right? Hey, look at JR. JR nodding. That's right. That's right. They got hands. It's all good.
And everyone on Twitter wants...
They don't need to see me.
Exactly. Show the JR. We can just have you talk and show him, you know, the whole time.
Exactly. They might think I'm him. Hey.
Also on Twitter, we have actually multiple comments coming in now. They want me to stop the Packers Love Fest. You know what? I'm not going to stop the Packers Love Fest. Because the Packers are going to win me some fat money next week. So, you know, I'm going to continue the Packers Love Fest.
It's your show. You can do whatever the hell you want.
And, yes, everybody, the Romo jersey is still being burned.
We're working on it.
We're in the process of getting the video made. Don't worry. It'll all come to you on thenewsportsguru.com. So just stop sending it on Twitter right now. Getting sick of it. Really am. All right, moving on. I am looking at Twitter right here. It's all, when's the jersey going to be burned?
When's the jersey
burned? I don't care about your analysis. When's the jersey going to be
burned? Screw the show. Burn the jersey.
Exactly. All right, going over, though, in the AFC, let's get in the Packers. Packers end up going to play the San Francisco Niners.
It's a great game. Traveling. I love this game.
It's a rematch from last year's NFC Championship game here.
Not last year's. Year before.
Year before, I'm sorry. See, that's why I have you here.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right.
All right. We're going to have go your Niners, though, at home. I like Packers in a big way. Spread opens up. Packers plus +3. I'm loving Packers in this game.
They're getting points?
Yes, they're getting points in this game.
Well, I'm shocked. I
it's a minus -30 bet, but it's plus +3 right now.
I thought this would go on pick 'em.
And even, yeah.
Really? I don't see how that they can... They know something I don't know. How do you get 3 points and the Packers? I do think San Francisco is going to win this game, though.
Francisco injuries, then the Manningham's down. I mean, their defense is a little banged up. Packers have been getting a lot healthier. I love Packers this one. Johnny, what do you got, buddy? Break it down, scientist.
I'm not even going to break this one down because I'm going to back up my bets like I normally do.
I'm going to bet on both sides.
But, I mean, I do like that San Francisco is at home here, but I know that there's Packers fans everywhere.
Right.
So there will be a large fan base there. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you said earlier, bet on the quarterback here, and Aaron Rodgers is that quarterback.
Right.
So I got to go with Packers on this one.
All right. Who you got in this one, Ben?
I got the Niners.
Oh.
Sports Trade has it as a pick 'em, even though the spread favors the Niners.
That's why we got you guys on here.
A little bit more Packers love on our site. I think, though, just like what I said with Seattle in terms of the Clemens injury, the Niners defense is not the same without Justin Smith.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if he goes, how much can he give? I think that will be a big deciding factor in the game.
Yep, I totally agree with him on that. Well, that's going to be a
great
big
analysis.
Point in that one. You know,
and
like you said, he broke it down. He thought it was going to be a pick'em. That's how sport, you know.
That's what I thought it would go off.
And that's what SportsTraderX.com does. They break down the numbers for you. They give you the stats. As much as you hate it, though, numbers don't lie in a lot of ways. And it is a pick'em game here.
Well, numbers don't lie. I'll give you the numbers when they set the point spread.
Yeah.
I'll give you the numbers. I'm anti-stats on player personnel and
you're
and
anti-technology,
all that
old fuck. Overall, I mean, really?
Dude, are you busting my chops because I'm wearing my New Balance 620?
Yes, you have the New Balance white shoes on.
My Pete Carroll New Balances?
Yes, I can't stand the Pete Carroll New Balances.
Numbers don't mean shit. Sorry.
Johnny liked that one.
I know. I got to go. All right, next one, though. Last game coming up, Baltimore at Denver. I think this is the next biggest blowout of the weekend.
No,
I think
this is the blowout
I think
of
you
the
got
weekend.
Two, I think you got two close games here. You got the Packers and Niners. Going to be a close game, but I think Packers pulled out. Seattle, Atlanta is going to be close. But New England, Houston is going to be a blowout. In this game here, Denver at home against Baltimore. Denver has just looked on fire. Absolutely on fire. Man's got this team rocking. The defense is back at home. I never bought into Baltimore in the first place. Beating the Colts isn't something I should brag about. They were a two-win team last year.
Right.
I understand what they went through this year, and they had a great season. But Denver at home, let's see what this breaks out down to in the spread part. Did I say that? What this breaks down to in the spread part? That's what she said. All right. It's a 10-point spread here. It's a 10-point spread.
We got a giggle.
We got a giggle. At least I know Ben's laughing. At least I know he's laughing.
Really, he's not watching TV while he's waiting for talk. Right?
Exactly. But the Patriots spread is the same here. Minus 10. Got the Broncos minus 10. I like it as well. I think the Patriots and Broncos both blow them out by 14.
I agree with you, man. I think Denver is just going to blow this team away this weekend.
If it weren't for Anquan Boldin, Flacco would be in trouble.
Well, the problem is, you're looking at this, okay, let's go back to it, quarterbacks. there's just no no contest.
Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore, for whatever reason, I don't, and I've said this before and before, I don't know why they cannot score points. It flabbergasts me because they've got all the ingredients. But Manning is going to chew, absolutely surgically chew this team up. And I'm looking at 35-14. I think this is the biggest blowout of the weekend.
All right, Johnny Box, give us that analysis.
Oh, man. This is like the game that I'm looking forward
to. I know you
to.
Really broke down all these games. I like
it. No, I really do like this game. Matter of fact, I was just going through my mind of like, what is Peyton Manning doing right now? But he's preparing for this game.
I mean, exactly.
And
that's
he has been doing. Preparing for this game for the last, what, week and
two
a
weeks.
Half now,
yep.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if there's anything that we learned from last season is that the Broncos are going to take out a team in the AFC North.
Right.
There you go.
There you go
from Johnny Box.
Well said.
All right, Ben, what do you got in this one? What does SportsTraderX.com say?
Oh, I'm with you guys. The numbers agree. And this is one time, as much as I'm all about the numbers, I can throw them out the window as well. I agree with you guys. I agree with Bud. This is about quarterbacks. And I just hope, I hope you guys will agree that at the end of this game, any Joe Flacco is elite talk will be over.
Thank God. Thank you. Thank you for bringing
that up.
My God, can I? Joe Flacco's just, I mean, really.
You've hated him for years.
I've hated him for so long. He's just such a product of a defense. And same thing with the Bears. Same thing with Trent Dilfer. Sorry, Trent. You were really good. But so was the Ravens, probably one of the top five defenses ever in NFL history. And these quarterbacks, they get away with it. I just think Flacco's going to throw a couple picks here. And it's just going to get out of hand here in Denver. And Denver's going to put up at least 30 points on them.
I would love to have a ticket to this game.
Exactly.
I would love to be in the stadium. Who do I got to blow to get into the sidelines? You know, I'll go Brian Moot on this one. Who do I got to blow to get a sideline pass for this one?
Exactly. Chad was like that one. But we got some Twitter comments coming in, Knocker. They just want to let you know on Twitter that you are delish. So those blind...
Thank you!
Those blind people are hookers that they're saying. They're saying the blind are hookers that are out there.
It doesn't matter. At my age, I'll take anything.
We got a whole nursing home listening.
We got a whole nursing home listening right now.
If Betty White says I'm hot, I'm riding that.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, hey, Ben Lipson, thanks for checking in on the Sportscast. Again, you can check him out at thenewsportsguru.com, sportstraderx.com. Give yourself a shout-out, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on. Love the show. Love following you guys on Twitter. Enjoy the games this weekend and talk to you soon.
All right.
Where can they find you, man? Pimp it up.
Sportstraderx.com.
Right.
All right, Johnny, when we get back, we're going to have Lakers, Clippers, Insider, Eric Pincus in the house.
And you got knocked the fuck out.
And you got knocked the fuck out. Of course,
bit,
is back.
A little bit. This is a little
and
bit.
You know what? We're going to get some NHL talk.
Yeah.
Baby.
We
some
go NHL.
NHL
baby.
Might go there. Don't bust your pants when we get back on the Sportscast.
Chubby, too late.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
A great website if you are in the market for gift giving, redenvelope.com. They have over 300 unique and inspired new products along with their classic favorites that are going to make gift giving very, very easy. All you have to do is go to redenvelope.com, enter Heidi and Frank at the checkout, and save 20%.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
Hey, Toad Hop listeners, this is Freddie Lockhart and
Candace Thompson
with
What's Good,
starring
Freddie Lockhart
and
Candace Thompson.
And we are a show that knows a little bit about a lot. We talk about hip-hop, we talk about other people who can't help themselves, and we talk about all sorts of things, music, TV, gossip, you name it, we do it. Be sure to check out our show live every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the ToadHopNetwork.com. And if you miss it, go back and watch it on ToadHopNetwork.com or download the audio from iTunes. Don't be a jerk. Do it. While you're there, leave a comment and rate the show. It's very important, Candace. They have to leave a comment and rate the show. You know why?
Why?
Otherwise, we'll be on the bottom. And we like to be on the top, don't we?
I know I do.
Yeah, girl.
Hey, guys. Sports Guru here for thenewsportsguru.com. Looking to make some money this football season? Well, become an NSG VIP for only $4.99 a month and get all my NFL and college picks this season. After winning over $8,000 last year, I'm off to an even hotter start, winning $6,000 already for my NSG VIPs this year. So go to thenewsportsguru.com and start winning today.
With Gamefly, choose from over 6,000 titles.
Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. Gamefly.com. Games delivered.
Does your car smell like... You need Scent Bomb. Does your house smell like... Get some Scent Bomb. Does the bathroom smell like... Get some Scent Bomb. Go to GetSomeScentBomb.com today for the best air freshener you've ever tried. We are so confident that you will love Scent Bomb that we're giving away a free bottle to the next 12 customers that type in the promo code RADIO at checkout. If you're tired of weak air fresheners, try Scent Bomb. Scent Bomb is a concentrated air freshener, so all you need is just a couple of sprays and the smell will last for days. That's right, you spray it today and you still smell it tomorrow. We guarantee that it's the best air freshener you've ever tried. So go to GetSomeScentBomb.com and enter the promo code RADIO at checkout to get your free bottle today. There's nearly 100 fragrances to choose from, so go to GetSomeScentBomb.com. That's GetSomeScentBomb.com.
Live from the Toad Hop Network studios
in Hollywood, this is the ToadHopNetwork.com.
A place of our own without a lot of parents peering down our backs.
Radio worth watching. Now back to Sportscast on the Toad Hop Network.
Back here on the Sportscast, Wednesdays 4 to 6, ToadHopNetwork.com. Call us live, 323-622-8623.
I know we were out of whack, but I don't think we mentioned PWCI Construction on the Shot of the Week.
Oh, we did not.
We just passed that by, and that's
just not
right.
Can you pump that up? Can you pump that up?
Shot of the Week was brought to you by PWCI Construction. Big sponsor of the show from day one. We love you, Sonny Marshall.
PWConstructionInc.com. You can catch Matt at thenewsportsgrew.com. Sonny Marshall, always. He took us to our first Clippers game this year, man.
That was awesome.
Opening day against Memphis was the best. So check them out. PWCI Construction, big supporters of the show. And as usual, we're drinking Fireman's Brew.
Fireman's Brew.
Check them out. Firemansbrew.com.
Check it out.
Official beer sponsor of the Sportscast.
And all our fans, man.
No, I got fans on Twitter right now. They're getting mad at me. They're getting mad at me right now because I can't read their tweets right. They think that I'm stoned.
And they're right.
No, they're not. They're like, God,
look at JR looking at you. Yeah. Okay, bro.
No. Deny,
but
they're
no.
They're like, why can't at New Sports Guru read my comments right? What does he have? Cowboys fan equals dyslexia?
Ouch!
God! Yes. I can read that right. You got that?
Public school, man.
Sharon Rogers can suck my balls? Yeah, he can. I can read those. What else you want me to read, Twitter fans? God.
We got that, man. Hey, what's up with the membership drive, man? We need something going on.
Oh, check it out, man.
I
got the new membership drive. Check it out. You can become a premium member at thenewsportsguru.com, guys. You can check it out.
You can help us out, man.
Read it. You can check it out.
Defray the cost.
It's $4.99 a month, guys. Instead of setting up the SOS fund, you know, it's a pain for everyone to go in there, donate every time.
Right.
This way, you guys can sign up. It's $4.99 a month. It's a donation of $4.99, guys, for us, because it really helps. It costs really thousands of dollars to do this. It really does. It costs us a lot of money to run the show, to pay production, to run the bandwidth, everything on this. So I set up a fund here. You guys
Johnny's
can become
hookers.
All the Sportscast fans, we need you guys. It takes a second. Go to thenewsportsguru.com. Check it out. It's right up there. There's a link at the top right. It says, you know, premium members, sign up, $4.99,
guys. Please help us out.
It really helps us out. We have thousands of fans. So I know how many are out there. And I know how many are signed up. So you lazy assholes, get out there and sign up right now.
You only have to do it once.
Exactly. It only has to happen once.
To take
I made
care
it
of
easy
itself.
For you guys.
Exactly.
Stoners.
It's not like sex where you have to show up every single time.
Exactly. Hey, you know, this, would she ask
this,
me for that?
You know, seriously.
I'm like,
this,
baby.
You just do it once and it just perpetuates
seriously.
On its own.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You know, and I
you
come
got
to the conclusion.
Knocked the fuck out. A bitch.
A bitch. After 53 years,
yeah.
I've come to the conclusion, life is better when you have sex than when you don't.
Yes. Wow.
Hey,
the
I'm
more
saying,
you know.
The more you know. Thank you, Wendy. I'm
Thank
just
you,
saying.
Don't need to hear that right now. All right, first up, we'll get you guys out the fuck out
because
we got a couple minutes before Eric Pincus joins us up.
I beat it up, dog.
Stop that right now. I'm getting disgusted. Johnny's puking in the corner. All right, first up here, though, we got a couple you got out the fuck outs. First one up, Texas A&M, Mike Evans gives the stiff arm of a lifetime against Oklahoma. This signified how bad Oklahoma got beat. Big time.
I mean, sit down.
Does he just bitch slap some?
Sit down.
You can watch all the videos, toadhopnetwork.com right now.
Oh, that's terrible.
Unbelievable.
That is just bad.
Any he stiff arms the other guy too.
I know.
Two and one. That's 2-for-1 right here.
So Oklahoma?
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
There you go.
You got knocked the fuck out! Bitch!
A bitch.
So gay now. I don't like it. I don't like it anymore.
I'm trying to work it.
I'm trying to work it out. All right.
I'm trying to make it work.
Next one up here before Packers, Tom Crabtree goes airborne, gets hit twice on the same play.
Ouch,
Knocker. You've been a receiver here before. Yep. This guy goes airborne. When you go up in the air, you're leaving your body open to get hit, and this guy gets hit like a ping pong machine.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yep.
Boom!
Yep.
Wait, what kind of receiver were you?
Oh, Johnny!
Not the guilty kind. Not the guilty,
guilty
kind. I caught footballs. Thank you very much.
Wait, college footballs?
You caught some balls.
Slapping!
Johnny's on fire.
Sorry, get back to you.
Johnny's on fire.
Who invited him?
Seriously. All right, Tom Crabtree.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
A bitch! This is my favorite one. I think this is the winner for me.
Okay, next one, JR's got to throw in the late bitch.
Okay, JR, can you give me a bitch at the end on the next one? Okay.
Right on the time that it...
Yeah,
right.
No, when the three of us all go bits and you come in a little late with some classy...
Like half a second?
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, count it off in your head.
You'll figure it out.
All right.
I got you.
Next up. And you got knocked the fuck out.
Why did it get so serious? This is my... I know.
It's production, man. This is quality TV.
All right, next one up, though. Trent Williams. This is my best one. You know Richard Sherman of the Seahawks talking smack. Talk to Brady, right in his mouth.
So after the game,
Trent Williams goes up to Richard Sherman, pushes him in the face. I love it. You guys, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, I like
show
that.
Show mama.
That's your mama.
Right
what
there.
You
I like,
here?
Ooh.
I don't have to take this shit.
You got to take that. So you know what, Richard Sherman, you need to shut your mouth because you got.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
A bitch.
Bitch.
I like it. All right, we got one more in the house. Say this one in a little European tone because it has to deal with the European. Okay, can you go there, JR?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Can you go? can you go in a European tone for me on the next one?
You mean like?
Something like that. Kind of Australia. You can go Australia
across the pond. You know,
yeah, cross it up. All right, next one up here. As we all hate, I can't stand this guy as much as I'm a Lakers fan. And I'm a Clippers fan as well. Blake Griffin. Makes Pau Gasol his bitch.
Beast.
He really does. Blake Griffin, when the Lakers played the Clippers, Clippers obviously won, are the better team right now. Lakers lost 4 in a row. But Pau Gasol, can you play some defense? Really? Is it that hard?
At least get your arm up, man up.
My
God. You know, he got nothing there.
This gets bitched on the ground. Well, you know what, Blake Griffin? You just bitched Pau Gasol and you got knocked.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
A bitch.
Bloody fucking wanker.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go.
Double D.
We are worldwide. We are cultural here.
Screw my sound effects. I'm using JR for the rest of the
bloody wanker. That's what he is.
Is that what he is?
Leave it to JR.
I know. Leave it to
JR. I'm sorry.
Sports kid.
All right, that's been the Knock Fuck Out on thenewsportsguru.com. You can check out all of them at all the time. And, guys, make sure you go to iTunes as well. I'm going to plug ourselves. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the Sportscast, subscribe to the whole Toad Hop Network. Got a lot of great shows going on. And check out the Amazon link. Right, Johnny? Is that still up? Mm-hmm. All right, Amazon link. When you guys watch our show live, there's a little Amazon link below. Click on it because it helps pay for our show, guys. Really appreciate
it. Watch it live when they go to your landing page.
Exactly. Our landing page.
When you click on ToadHopNetwork.com,
okay.
Go to the Sportscast.
Right.
You'll see a little Amazon link right there. You click on that. Buy your ass off.
Help
us out, man.
We really appreciate that. Exactly.
Help us out.
Well, before Eric comes on, let's bring in the NBA.
All right. Let's do it.
Association.
It's shaking itself out right now.
It really
is. Yeah, it is.
It's about midway through the season. It's getting there.
Yeah.
Lakers struggling big time. Clippers doing well. We got a little battle between Carmelo and Garnett.
Yeah, that was interesting, man.
And we got LeBron being told to shut the fuck up, and
isn't
I
that
like
the
it.
Best thing ever?
It's
isn't
awesome.
That the best thing ever?
It's been great. So NBA in full swing right now. We're going to get Eric Pincus online. Should be on in a couple minutes with us. Do the next one is... we have a request. JR, you're making headlines on Twitter right now.
Why?
You're trending.
What'd they say?
By a couple people.
What'd they say?
They said they'd like.
They said,
you,
have you seen
they'd
his like biceps?
You to, they'd like you to do the biatch in a Barry White.
Oh,
can you do that?
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, he's gotta get that.
Do you want me to do it right now? No.
Let me throw the sound effect. Will you play the we'll throw drop it down. Yeah. There we go. Oh, hang on. And one, two, three. Johnny, can you turn my volume up, please?
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch.
You see, Barry White would never refer to a lady as a bitch, so. What I'm gonna have to say is, you got knocked the fuck out, beautiful lady.
Yeah!
Wait, that was more of like a
I like it,
Frank Sinatra.
No!
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I did my best, baby.
So cool. Filling in requests on Twitter. You guys have
that
any more requests? Bring it in for
ever.
JR. If you want to hear biatch in your own, you know.
Really, what
tone?
Style?
What
if you
style?
If you want a style, you call it in.
Yes.
JR will do it. Just any style you want. You know, redneck, you know, Australian.
He'll
whatever.
Do whatever, right?
JR's going to drop it down. Whatever you guys need. He's a giver.
He's there for us. He's
give,
a giver.
Give, never take.
All right. We got Eric Pincus on the line here. Let me bring him in. Eric Pincus from LA Times covering the Lakers and Clippers. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Oh, man. Glad to have you back on, Eric. Glad you're on. Before you catch him on Twitter, at Eric Pincus. Eric, we just got into our NBA section right here. Let's break down the Lakers first. Obviously been struggling big time lately. Lost four in a row. Lost last night to Houston. Paul Gasol's out. Dwight Howard's out. What's
Jordan
going
Hill's
on?
Out.
Yeah, Jordan Hill's out. What's going on with the Lakers right now?
Steve Blake's out. I mean, everybody's out. Almost a quarter of the roster, give or take, what, four players out of 14. They are hurt, and when they're healthy, they haven't shown that they're that good. So, hurt, they're pretty desperate. They're playing three teams in a row that are super powered offensive teams, scoring 105, 106 a night. Rockets, Spurs, Thunder, all in a row. Mm-hmm. They might get Powell back for the Friday game, but it's unclear. He has to pass a concussion test. They're a mess. They don't play any defense when they're healthy. They certainly don't play any defense right now. And they're starting to get close enough to that point where you say, wow, they may not make the playoffs.
Yeah, and you look at it.
Yeah, for sure.
And you look at right now with the injuries going on, and you look at Dwight Howard. Obviously, he's on the one-year contract here. We don't know what's going to happen at the end of the year. With what's going on with him this year, if you're a Lakers, you know, in the front office, are you looking kind of the other way here to sign him, or are you looking to ship him off after this is done?
No, I think that he's their franchise piece moving forward, perhaps even more so than Kobe Bryant.
Really?
I think if you make a change, you move Pau Gasol. I don't think they have much else that's particularly attractive, I mean, other than small deals. So really, the way to get better, in theory, would be to find a team that's willing to give up something of value for Pau. And, of course, he's got to get healthy, got to get past this concussion. He hasn't had a great year, but there's a lot of teams who look at him and say, the Lakers aren't using him right, and that's probably true. But that's not the priority, because Howard is the priority, and so Powell is on his way out. Remember, they tried to trade Powell for Chris Paul. So this happened before Dwight got here. This happened with Powell before D'Antoni got here. It's just the way the Lakers are going.
Okay, hey, couple things, if you don't mind, Guru. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. You're used to it.
Can I go?
Yeah, you can go.
Couple things, man. For the first time in Kobe's run, I really think that he would allow himself to be traded right now. I really think that he just not gel, he doesn't gel with the current lineup that they have, and I really think that he wants out, and it might be better for the franchise if they do trade him and get some players. Number two, the chemistry on this team just absolutely seems to suck, and combined with that and the lack of bench strength, what do you think they do?
I don't think they do anything like that with Kobe. I don't think Kobe wants out. I think Kobe's happy. It's a bad situation.
Really?
The chemistry on any team that is losing is going to be poor. I have yet to find a team with great chemistry that is under 500. It just doesn't happen.
That's true.
I mean, you win, and either you have good chemistry or you don't when you're winning based on personalities. But losing teams, they don't have any chemistry. Kobe and Dwight can fit together. You just have to fill them up with the right kind of pieces, and right now they don't. I mean, if you looked at the situation from take a step back and say, okay, you have two big guys who are inherently slow, and Dwight, for a big guy, is fast, but he's never going to be as fast as like a 6'6" guy. That's just, it's a difference in physics and who he is.
Right.
So now you've got two big plodding big guys, and then you've got three starters who are over 30, Nash, Kobe, and Medwell Peace, and then you don't give him much of a bench. Well, naturally, there's going to be problems with transition. There's going to be problems with speed. And this is not a team right now that is built to win. And I said from the start, I wasn't sure if Dwight and Powell fit together. And there are some inherent flaws in how the team is built. I was with the Lakers and saying, okay, well, maybe it will work. You could try it, and there's certainly ways to make it work. I just didn't know if it would work at a championship level. Well, it's not working even at a 500 level. And it wasn't at a 500 level when they were healthy, but they haven't been healthy all year. So it's just it's a bad situation. I don't think anything crazy would happen with Dwight, with Kobe. I think really the only real path is either something small and trivial that the Lakers might make to get a role player, something simple like Devin Ebanks type of guy.
Eric, you talk about the chemistry, though. We had, coming out in the papers, Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard, you know, feuding after the game, and supposedly Dwight Howard had to be held back in the locker room. What's going on with that situation?
Yeah, I just don't believe that's to be the case. And people could say, well, they're covering it up or they're lying. Well, also, the person who leaked that story could be lying. And the people I've spoken to, close to Dwight, close to Kobe, both, say it's just ridiculous. They had a blow-up, but they had the blow-up on the bench earlier in the year.
Right.
And they got through that. And it's just, yeah, okay, maybe they're so conscious of image that they want to deny this so bad that they just, in the face of the truth, everyone lies and says the same lie. I mean, that's certainly possible. People lie and cover something up. However, I don't see any reason to cover it up if there was a blow-up. And all they have to do is say, yeah, they got into an argument if they got into an argument, but they never came to blows. But they're saying that the whole thing never happened. And it's come out of New York media all the way on the other side of the country. I don't get why I should take that seriously versus people who I've known for years who I trust. And I know Dwight, obviously, for a shorter amount of time as far as time. But people around Dwight I've known for even longer than I've known some of them than I've known people around Kobe. So it's...
Okay.
I just don't buy it. Now, is there chemistry? Like I said, no. The chemistry right now is not great because they haven't had Steve Nash all year. They haven't won. They have this big black cloud in what is Pau Gasol in the situation there, where the guy knows he's being phased out, knows he's not in their plans. And they tried it. They had something working with Pau. They were running him through the elbow in the high post against the Warriors and some of those teams. They went on a little run. And then the Lakers went away from that, and Powell just became a spectator and a spot-up three-point shooter, or just a bad situation. So I think a big chunk of the chemistry would be fixed if they had two or three younger players coming in who can be more athletic and just be better fits. And I'm not saying that they'll be nearly as good of individual players as Powell. The Lakers, I don't think, will get the best player in that deal, whatever that deal might be. But I don't think that matters. It's about fit. And if they have three stars, yeah, so you give up your fourth to get better in depth. And that's really what they need.
Okay. Well, I mean, switching off, obviously we have some player conflict going on. We had this situation going on with Garnett and Carmelo. And me and Knocker have been talking about this situation going on. Obviously, we had some feud going on between Boston and the Knicks a couple days ago. Something was obviously said on the court with Garnett's way, and Carmelo took offense to it. And, you know, supposedly Carmelo weighed out for him from outside the locker room, and then it took outside to the team bus. What's your take on this Carmelo Garnett? Is it kind of a blown up of the media, or is there something really there?
Well, it sounds like there was something said about Carmelo's wife and
Garnett. I didn't know
Garnett
that. Okay.
Has been known to say things that would not be appropriate in the moment of trash talking. Sort of known for saying things that are.
I mean,
that's who he is. He's a tough guy. He says a lot of things that probably you shouldn't say. So Carmelo took exception to it and wanted to discuss it after the fact. The question is, did he want to just have a nice chat, or was it more of a heated thing?
Right.
It sounds to me like he was pretty darn pissed after. And so Carmelo gets suspended a game for it, and he's probably right. You can't go and try to meet up with the player afterwards in that kind of way. And maybe it was just, oh, I just wanted to talk to him. But that to me sounds more like spin than anything else. And
okay,
he suspended a game. It's the sort of thing that nothing should be said. That everything should be taken on the court. Sometimes you want to stay away from the low blows, and it sounded like KG landed a low blow.
Yeah, across the line.
Well,
I think so too.
Swooping on the other side here, obviously you cover the Clippers again. We got Eric Pincus on the line, LA Times writer for the Lakers and Clippers. Clippers are on a roll right now, Knocker. They've been, one of your favorites. You're a big Clippers fan over here.
Yeah,
love Blake Griffin, what he's doing. Clippers, you know, handed to the Lakers a couple days ago in a big game. Lakers made a little run at the end here. What's the tide in L.A. right now? I mean, Lakers fans got to be worried here with what the Clippers have with DeAndre Jordan, Griffin, CP3, and you got Jamal Crawford. This guy's been playing unbelievable the last, you know, since they've got him, basically. Eric, what's your thought on the Clippers this year going through, going on to the playoffs?
Well, in L.A., there's certainly a bigger presence of Laker fans regardless. Win or lose, they're losing their minds right now. They're having a heart attack, but they're still passionate about the Lakers. And the Clipper fans are, in mass, as big as they've been. A lot of transplants. Remember, not everyone's from L.A. Most people in L.A. are from somewhere else. And if you came in a Knicks fan, you moved to L.A., you're not going to adopt the Lakers. You're going to adopt the Clippers.
Right.
And so there's a lot of fair-weather Clipper fans who are joining up with the diehards. I'm really happy for the people who have been following the team and rooting for the team forever, really for to no avail. I mean, one playoff appearance since I've been here, other than, you know, before last year. So I'm happy for them. I think the Clippers are a real team. I'm not sure if they're a title favorite. I think they're in the mix at this point where you have to say, wow, the kind of depth that they have, the kind of youth and athleticism mixed in with the veteran leadership of guys like Chris Paul, Chauncey Billups, who hasn't even really played, and even Lamar Odom, who, if you notice, Lamar started to play, started to contribute, got over, he came in a camp out of shape. When he started to contribute, that's when the Clippers went on their giant win streak, 17 games. So I like this team. I'm about to go see them play right now. I think that if they can stay healthy and focus, they have a shot to get to the finals. I don't know if I could have ever said that before.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because if you look at it now, you look in the Western Conference right now, Oklahoma City's the only other team up there.
Right.
They really are. To and defend
they,
against
and
them.
Can they beat them in a seven-game series?
And what it's looking like right now, Eric, before we let you go, we got a couple of minutes. What are your thoughts on this Knicks run? Obviously, you're a West Coast guy. You cover the Lakers, Clippers, but you're a big basketball guy. New York Knicks, are they for real here? You know, they've played about 500 the last 10 games, though, but they lead that Eastern Atlantic Conference. Do you see a Miami Heat, New York Knicks, Eastern Conference Finals?
I'm trying to think of a better team out in the East after the Heat than the Knicks. And you could say, okay, the Hawks are kind of there, the Pacers sometimes, but really, the Knicks have that combination of star power and experience. They have athletes. They're getting Shumpert back from injury. Obviously, Felton going down hurt. A lot, I think, more than people will realize. And of course, getting Amari back, it's going to take him a minute to become what he was before, if he can get that high. But they have great experience. Jason Kidd was just a fantastic get. He's an NBA champion. He knows so much about how to make other players better. And him with Felton, it just makes great – it puts a great combination in the backcourt, both defensively and in decision-making. The team shoots way too many threes, but then sometimes you just got to say, okay, go for it. If it's working for you, go for it.
Yeah, so that's
it's
how we
a
play.
Three-happy team. You wonder if a team shooting that many threes can win, but Carmelo is a bear, and he can score. He's one of the best scorers in the league, top one, two, or three. Just fantastic. So I like the Knicks. I think they are for real. I think they're probably second best in the East, but I don't know if they're as good as the Heat, if the Heat are healthy.
Okay. All right, Eric. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. Now you got to get running, cover that Clippers game. So give yourself a shout-out. Where can they catch us on Twitter, and where are you writing at?
I write at hoopsworld.com. I cover the league. I cover the Lakers for LA Times at the Lakers Now blog.
All right. Hey, Eric, thanks again for coming on. We'll have you on in a couple months here covering the Lakers once you get into playoff mode. So
thank
I appreciate you,
so much,
you coming
man.
On the show, buddy.
You got it. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Eric. All right, man. Good stuff, man. He always brings the information, you know, gives us that inside scoop on the NBA. And you look at the NBA right now, you got to look at this Clippers team and the bench and the youth on this team and with the energy they're bringing, you got to like them. I almost like them after losing Harden in that trade. Oklahoma City's not as good as they used to be.
They're not quite the same, but...
I mean, they got beat by the Wizards the other night. And I'm sure... Yeah, Roland,
they took the night
Roland
off.
It's 5:20. Hello. You can call in now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a take the night off thing.
Yeah.
What's happened is Westbrook and Durant have now, like Magic Johnson alluded to the other day, their security blanket's gone.
Yeah.
They don't have Harden anymore to come and pick it up. You know, when they substitute. So they, and it's obvious, they've taken up the challenge,
right.
And they're playing better. It's going to be very interesting in a seven-game series if it gets to that with the Oklahoma and the Clippers with their bench.
Yeah.
I think the bench is the absolute key factor. And I like the Clippers, man. Mm-hmm.
I like
where they're going.
We got a request actually on Twitter. God, I mean, JR, do you want to come on our show every week? I mean, really?
I live in Arizona, bro.
So?
Well, you got another request. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger. They'd like the Arnold Schwarzenegger, You Got Knocked the Fuck Out, biatch. So I'm going to play that for them. They'd like that.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just giving what the fans want right now. It's coming on Twitter, best. Okay?
All right, you ready? JR.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
You got knocked the fuck out!
A biatch!
You got knocked the fuck out.
You asked for it, fans, and you got it.
That's a classic.
I know. It's a classic. Oh, man. Hey, Roland, I caught your number, man. Call it. I just caught your number. We'll bring you on. That was awesome. I like that.
Keep them coming, guys.
I mean, they're bringing it on Twitter right now.
He's here all week. Pay waitresses.
Somebody needs to stump me, man.
It's really hot. Pee Wee Herman. Let's see if we can go Pee Wee Herman.
Exactly. All right.
yeah,
do the Pee Wee. All right, hang on.
Some Pee Wee.
All right, hang on. Here we go.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Bitch.
Bitch.
No, that was good.
That was good. Shit. He knocked it out. He knocked it out of
my head or anything.
I like it. I like it.
That was freaking old time right there,
man.
Me
excited, man.
He just boinged out his pants.
Wow.
I jumped out of my chair and everything.
Shit. All right.
Yeah, I got one more when we come back. Or do we have time?
Yeah, we have time.
Go ahead. For one more?
Yeah, go ahead. You give him one more. We got one more time. It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
I want you to go Tony Montana here.
Tony Montana.
I want you to go Scarface on this one. All right?
Al Pacino. Okay, here we go.
All right.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
A bitch.
You think you can fuck me, knock me out? You think you can fucking knock me out? Who's the fucking asa now, huh? Who's the bitch now, huh?
There we go. You requested it, and you got it. Colonel, do you have any requests over here?
That is so cool.
I can do it if you want. I really can do it. I got one for you.
All right, go for it.
It's think the scheiße. Biatch.
Fucking Colonel.
This is our colonel. He's a follower. He works in the Pentagon.
Oh, hi, Colonel.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. So if you want,
is it Kernel or colon like KFC?
Nice.
Which one is it?
This is C. It's the C.
Oh, okay.
All right, Colonel. What's going on, buddy? What's going on, Roland?
All this talk about the Lakers and Clippers, man. Nobody's talking about the freaking Washington Wizards.
Oh, yeah! Sorry.
Break them up, man. Dynasty in the making.
They have won over half of their games against teams that were in the NBA Finals.
Yeah! Oh,
that's because those teams don't give a fuck about playing the Wizards. Sorry, Roland, I had to go there.
Granted, they've only won 5 games, but hey.
Exactly,
NBA Roland. NBA Finals teams can suck it.
Hey, so what are the papers saying in D.C. about
RG3
this,
injury?
The RG3
I know you wanted to talk about it, Colonel. What's going on, man? He's got a torn ACL and LCL. He's going to have surgery tomorrow. You know, they say he's getting back by training camp, but who knows?
You know, RG-knee is what we're calling
RG-knee. I like that.
Bing.
Mm-hmm. RG-knee. And I tell you, people are kind of pissed off at Shanahan for keeping him in there. And this whole thing, it's all about karma biting you in the ass. You know, you might have gotten to the playoffs, but what did it cost you in the long run? And I think it cost RG3 a good offseason where he can work out, get healthy, work on new stuff with the team. Now he's going to be in rehab, might make it to training camp. Chances are he's not going to make it to preseason
Colonel. Roland, I'm going to call you out here in a second. Now, we battle on Twitter here.
Easy.
Okay?
Easy. He's got spy cams.
I know he's got spy
cams.
He could take me out with a sniper shot at any time.
Tomorrow.
I know, but I'm going to call
him
out. Now, Colonel, I want to get your honest opinion. I know you're a huge Redskins fan. Before going into this game, were you all for starting RG3 or were you not?
Right.
I was.
Okay. So if you were, like majority of Redskins fans, how can you harp on Shanahan for not pulling him when majority, if he would have sat RG3, you would have been up in arms.
You're absolutely right. You're right. I would have been up in arms. However, Shanahan had the opportunity to pull him out of the game.
You're right. You are right.
He was limping. And
yes.
He should have put Cousins in there because Cousins is a proven entity that he can succeed playing Redskin football.
Yes, I agree totally with you, and I say that's knock on the way. Once they got the 14-0 lead, right. You saw how RG3 was limping off the – he could not put any pressure on that foot at all. You have to pull him at that point, knowing that, I told Knocker coming in this game, the Redskins planned for a non-running RG3. So their game plan was set for Kirk Cousins to come in and take on the spot, knowing that most of their game plan wasn't revolving around RG3 running. It was a bad call by Shanahan.
Morris was running circles around that defense.
I agree.
No issue. They had a runner in there.
Yeah.
At least by halftime.
Yeah.
He should have sat him down.
So, I think they should just get rid of the whole knee. Or the whole leg.
Just chop it off. Johnny Xbox wants to get amputated.
You know, like, wow. The runners have. They have that little spring.
That Pistorius thing
get rid
from
of
the
that
Olympics,
whole leg. He'll be good by next year with one of those springs.
Terminator leg on the bottom.
Wow. All right,
Colonel, but hey, hockey's back, man. What do you got to say about your Capitals this year?
Dude, one of the happiest things I saw online yesterday was a picture of Ovechkin's
girlfriend
with a big old shit-eating grin on his face.
Yeah,
hockey's back, baby.
It is hockey's
no more
back.
Wizards. You know, I tell you, it's hard. It's really hurting the economies in these towns without hockey season.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
You go to these sports bars and with crappy teams like the Wizards, nobody's going there to watch those teams.
Yeah.
They're going there to watch hockey, and these bars and these restaurants and these places where people go hang out are hurting. And it's great. It's only 48 games. I think they're going to start in a few weeks. They'll be ending in June sometime. That's great. It's 48 games that we wouldn't have had those guys gotten off the bus and done the deal.
So what do you think, Roland?
It's great. I'm happy.
What do you think, Roland? Josh and I were talking about this earlier. He thinks an asterisk should go by whoever wins the championship this year, and it shouldn't really count because it's only half a season. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great exhibition season. You know, there's no... There's so many things missing from it. You got no Winter Classic. That's out the door.
I know.
You've got
that
no
sucks.
Play. You've got no All-Star game. That's out the door. They're talking about a super draft here in the end of the season. I mean, they're hurrying up this thing like a football 2-minute drill.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm happy. It's fantastic. But you're putting it on for the fans, and I respect that. But come on, guys, really, 48 games. If you really want to do something, you're right. Put an asterisk by the season. Say, hey, they were here, they came, they saw, and they played, but that's about it.
I agree with you, Roland. Okay. I'm on it. I like that. All right, Roland, thanks for checking in, man, from the Pentagon, baby.
We love
you, buddy. Appreciate you supporting the show.
See you next week.
You're going to knock the fuck out, Roland.
Hell yeah.
All right, when we get back, we get some NHL talk.
A little bit,
That's a wild world of sports.
Yeah.
Who knows when the last half hour we're going to do. And actually, I got a request for Liza Minnelli when we come back.
Nice.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Stamps.com is a quick and easy way to get postage. Never go to the post office again. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, you click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in HF to get a very, very special offer for our listeners. That's Stamps.com.
Is that hunk of junk you call a car always breaking down and leaving you in the dust? Log on to Dyson-Motors.com and check out Dyson's full inventory online. With hundreds of quality cars in stock of all makes and models, you can find the next car of your dreams in minutes. And know you're getting super low pricing. Purchase a car today from Dyson Motors and receive a year of free oil changes. Bad credit? Worried about financing? Log on and get pre-approved in seconds. Go to Dyson-Motors.com and find your new car today.
To leave your house to shop, to crawl through traffic to the mall.
Just to find the thing you wanted.
Isn't even there at all.
Amazon.com is the answer.
Shop at home in style and ease.
Find exactly what you want.
Ordering your stuff's a breeze.
Books on tape.
Games galore. Everything you're looking for.
Kindle.
Cameras. Electronics.
Baby Einstein.
Hooked on Phonics.
Blu-ray.
Movies.
And TV.
Download.
Music.
MP3.
Pixar.
Disney. Microphone.
Pet supplies and doggy bones.
World of Warcraft.
Nancy Drew.
Sims.
The Scruff.
System 2.
Click Amazon.
You'll smile with glee.
Sometimes shipping's even free.
Does your car smell like you need Scent Bomb? Does your house smell like get some Scent Bomb? Does the bathroom smell like get some Scent Bomb? Go to GetSomeScentBomb.com today for the best air freshener you've ever tried. We are so confident that you will love Scent Bomb that we're giving away a free bottle to the next 12 customers to type in the promo code radio at checkout. If you're tired of weak air fresheners, try Scent Bomb. Scent Bomb is a concentrated air freshener, so all you need is just a couple of sprays and the smell will last for days. That's right, you spray it today and you still smell it tomorrow. We guarantee that it's the best air freshener you've ever tried. So go to GetSomeScentBomb.com and enter the promo code radio at checkout to get your free bottle today. There's nearly 100 fragrances to choose from. So go to GetSomeScentBomb.com. That's GetSomeScentBomb.com.
Hey guys, Sports Guru here for TheNewSportsGuru.com. Looking to make some money this football season? Well, become an NSG VIP for only $4.99 a month and get all my NFL and college picks this season. After winning over $8,000 last year, I'm off to an even hotter start, winning $6,000 already for my NSG VIPs this year. So go to TheNewSportsGuru.com and start winning today.
With Gamefly, choose from over 6,000 titles. Play as long as you want and send them back when you're done. $8.95 to start, no late fees. Gamefly.com, games delivered.
Now back to Sportscast on the Toad Hop Network.
Back here on the Sportscast. Watch us live right now, guys. You can watch all these beautiful faces. ToadHopNetwork.com. Wednesdays, 4 to 6, Toad Hop Network. Follow us on Sportscast, TH_THN on Twitter. Give us a call, 323-622-8623. Johnny Icebox in the house. We got JR in the house doing any of your requests coming in. If you want to hear Knock the Fuck Out, any of your requests, just send them in to Sportscast_THN. Liza Minnelli, though, he does not know that one, guys. I'm sorry. That is not in his a library, I guess. Right, JR?
Correct. How many black guys you know can do an impression of a withering Caucasian style?
Exactly. Exactly. All right, well, guys, we got coming up. Bud Knocker's getting. Is he in the bathroom break? What's Bud Knocker doing right now?
You didn't smell him farting over there?
No, I didn't at all, dude. He was just ripping it out, dude. Yeah. Oh, big time. God damn.
I'm surprised the mic didn't pick it up.
Seriously. Oh, here he is. Did you let out the. Yeah, I got you a beer. Can you shut the door behind you to the studio? Fireman's brew.
Hell yeah.
So, did you release? Was it good? Yeah, it was good.
At 54 years old, you'd have no idea how good that feels.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
You know it feels really. You know what feels really good though, to have this back. Oh! Hockey baby back. Los Angeles Kings finally gonna be able to raise that banner at the Staples Center. It's gonna be a good sight to see.
Long time coming.
It really is.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I can't wait.
I mean, I'm so pumped up to see the Kings back this year. 48-game schedule, I guess, is what they have out. Now we're talking about with Roland in a little while. I'm with it. With the 48-game season, I'm kind of like with the Spurs when they won their championship. When it's a half a season, I don't really give it to them. I mean, there's an asterisk next to it because you look at a hockey season or an NBA season, 80-something games.
Right.
When you get to that 80th game, 70th game, you're tired.
Right.
The playoffs are the dog days of, you know, of the season.
No, I agree.
Now, when
you're
with the NHL, you get to the 48th game, you're just hitting your spurt, and now you're getting into the playoffs. I just don't see it as a fair competition. I really don't.
You know what?
Because if the Kings would have won the Stanley Cup this year in the half season, I really wouldn't be proud of that.
Why do you got to be tired to go into the playoffs, though?
I don't think you got to be tired.
Wouldn't it be a better playoffs if you had that spurt?
If the Steelers won the
Super Bowl. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. That's what I was telling you.
If the Steelers won the Super Bowl. If the Steelers won the Super Bowl, winning eight games, got into the playoffs, winning eight games, they cut an NFL season down by eight games, would you really take pride in winning that Super Bowl?
Championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Championship's a championship.
No, it's not.
By the rules, right?
Yeah, you're still winning just as many games.
By the rules.
If everybody's playing the same amount of games, then it should count just as much.
Couldn't agree more.
There's no way.
The 1980 Dodgers are World Series champions.
No.
That's how they're listed in the book. That's how it's going to be forever.
That Tim Duncan Robinson fucking championship for the Spurs is not a championship. Sorry.
They had to give it to somebody. It's not their fault.
It's not like the Kings are going to go and play, 74 games, and the Penguins are going to go play 34,
exactly.
And then they match up.
It's even.
They're playing the exact same amount.
Thank you, Johnny.
Who knew he'd bring reasoning to this show?
It is what it is.
It's about time.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Championship season is a championship season. Regardless, I agree. They're all playing under the same rules. They're all going to go out there at the same time. And I think the playoffs might even better because they're all going to be hitting their stride right when the playoffs start.
Matter of fact, I think they should just make this a regular thing.
Really? For
less
hockey?
Less games a year. Hockey.
I agree with that in baseball. Baseball's got too many games to where people tune out.
He just lost me.
What do you mean he just lost you? 162 games with baseball. I can't stand to sit there and watch that.
Way too long.
I'm with you, Johnny, that's what I'm saying.
So why not? I mean, obviously we're still
Football came out, were you for football extending to 18 games or like in a 16?
No, I mean, it didn't really matter to me. It was whatever was better for the players because these guys are going to go out there each week and give their best. Yeah. I mean, by the end of the year, you know these guys are tired. They're ready to just either, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs and just go golfing. Or, of course, I want to see as many games as possible as a fan.
Right.
But it's also not right that these guys have to be worn down by the time it's the championship game, by the time it's the Super Bowl.
There's no reason there's no reason that the World Series should be played, you know, in November.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yes.
It's especially October.
No, I agree with you.
Especially the World October. Series. There's no way that Stanley Cup.
I wouldn't even say October.
No way the Stanley Cup should be awarded in June.
Yeah.
Let's tighten this up, shorten it up. Totally agree. You get a better product at the end of the year because nobody's exhausted.
See better
and tired.
Games.
I agree with you.
No, I agree with you too. But
it's all money.
Now, Johnny, if the Ravens, okay, your Ravens are Bengals fan, okay? I'm going to try and just play. No.
Jesus, where the hell have you been?
Let's just say,
let's just say
the Ravens or the Bengals won the Super Bowl in a strike year where it was a half a season. Would you look at them as not being superior to you winning the Super Bowl?
I see your point.
Exactly. Exactly.
But here's the thing, is the Steelers had just a big chance to make that move.
Thank
just
you, Johnny.
And the Cincinnati Bengals. It would become the Steelers' fault that they didn't make it that
year. I agree with you 100%.
But you know, if you were in a conversation at a bar with your buddy and he was a Ravens fan, he said, you know, we won the Super Bowl in 2007 and we won as a strike year, let's say, you're going to be like, well, you didn't play in a full season like the Steelers. Duh, duh, duh. You know you're going to come back and say that.
No, it was all equal.
Played the same amount of games. As long as we're playing the same amount of games and the same amount of work is going into
Couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Personally, I think, baseball should do without the preseason totally.
I agree as well.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's too many injuries. I think football's the same way. 2 weeks of preseason
but no,
done.
It extends the season
4 weeks
too
of preseason
long.
Football?
Let's have 2 weeks of preseason, start the league in the middle of March so that the World Series is played before October ends. Okay.
Well, I got to write a letter to
him. Sign a toad hop. But I agree with him. If everything is equal and you win it, you win it.
Sorry, you're a champion. I just don't agree with that at all.
If we play Connect 4, but we decide we're just going to play Connect 2.
Connect 2.
Then I agree.
Connect 2.
The second play always wins.
This is what the sportscast has gotten down to. If Connect 2 is easier than Connect 4.
If I go rock, paper, scissors, and we only go two rounds, I still win.
No, because if you just play rock, paper, and there's no scissors, it's easier. It's a 50-50 stance instead of a one-thirds chance.
But we both had the same 50-50
exactly.
chance.
Thank you, Johnny Ice. What do you think, Jer?
I think you guys messed up. who's running the percentages over here? I thought you guys were sports guys.
Johnny threw his papers. He's done.
I love
All
that.
Right, let's get into Bonehead of the Week. I got a couple I want to get to real quick. Bonehead of the Week. My number one title goes to Rex Ryan. Johnny, I want to go. Johnny.
I love this.
Johnny, do you have tattoos? Okay, you do, JR, right? I want to get you in. You got lots of tattoos,
JR.
JR
has no tattoos.
Okay, JR. Yep. Now, when you get a tattoo, it usually means something to you, right? It signifies something?
Every single one of my tattoos, yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
There's not one on there that doesn't say, or you would regret getting?
No.
There's not one drunk night where, God, I wish it would have done that.
I have an iPhone tramp stamp, and I don't regret it.
Show that off.
That's the first I've ever heard of this. Check it out, ladies.
ToadHopNetwork.com, ladies.
Check it out, ladies.
Got the tramp stamp on.
Can you see it, Dan?
Yeah. We got it. Yeah. So,
that was first gen, right?
That was first
gen. So, are those Banagas? Are those Banagas or boxer briefs?
It's actually
the world wants to know.
These are boxer
briefs. Boxer briefs. Okay.
Hey, the crowd wants to know.
They want to know.
So, every one of your tattoos, though, signifies something, correct?
Every single one.
Okay. Now, Rex Ryan. on vacation. Oh, I don't know where he's vacationing at. Was taking a picture of him wearing a Mark Sanchez. He has actually his wife. I guess he really loves his wife. He's got a foot fetish, as we all know.
Yes, he does.
He's got a foot fetish.
Yes, he does.
But he's also got a Mark Sanchez fetish because he has his wife tattooed on his arm wearing a Mark. Nothing but
only a dirty Sanchez jersey. It'd be one thing if she was wearing hot pants or shorts or something.
I mean, really?
But those legs are bare. What's up,
If you're Rex Ryan, can you really let go of Mark Sanchez? I mean, you have that on your... Did you see that, Tony?
I did not see that. Yes. But
oh, really?
I'm wondering if he copied mine.
Drop it. Come on, you're late.
I'm trying.
Come on. People want a drink. There you go.
I like Mark Sanchez.
There we go.
And...
Johnny...
That's true. Did I just out myself?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Is it a tramp stamp?
No.
All right.
It's on my lower buck cheek. No, that's a little weird. Isn't that a little weird?
I think it's a little weird.
I don't
weird.
Think it's a little weird. I think it's absolutely off the hook strange.
Now, Jerry, you have tattoos. Would you get a tattoo of someone signifying someone else other than your wife?
No. Yeah. No,
because
of a person.
No, he's got a picture of his wife,
like a sailor tattoo, like a sexy woman
kneeling down with no pants. Okay, so you see the legs.
Yeah,
and what she has
in a jersey
is a number 6 jersey on his forearm.
What's wrong with that?
That's your starting quarterback.
That's your wife.
No, it's fine. What's wrong with that?
She's got a tattoo of the quarterback.
He was the best looking Jet.
He was. But I guess if it was Big Ben or Brady or Manning, like, you have a jersey. Like, you're putting a quarterback's jersey on that sucks.
Yeah, Bradshaw.
Maybe she sucks. Maybe she sucks.
Bald head.
Maybe she sucks good.
But it means
so you don't have no problem with that?
I've got tattoos all over my body that people just don't understand. You know what I mean?
And I hear you.
And I try to explain to them, but, you know, people just don't get it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
okay.
I leave it alone. You guys haven't even asked me why I have a fucking iPhone tattoo. Wait, can I curse on here?
I'm just wondering why you just, like, went shirtless.
He's bringing the women.
I'm trying to bring some excitement.
Yeah,
I'm leaving LA tonight.
Johnny cannot handle this. I'm seeing the problem with this, man. Exactly. Johnny ain't sitting in a chair no more. That's all I'm saying. Johnny, both hands on the table.
Johnny, put your hands
above the
table.
That's all I want to say is both hands on the table.
Thank you.
I knew Johnny before he was Hollywood.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. When he was a strawberry on 5th and Broadway, right?
He's got that cute round face. He looks nice and soft.
He looks soft.
I did spend a little time in prison. Have you noticed I've been sitting down most of the time?
I got some shit going on
in the pants. That's Twitter, Johnny Icebox.
Now, speaking now, we've all gotten traffic tickets. I want to go on to the next one. I'm moving on from the shirtless man.
You're going
to
try and keep this professional?
I'm trying to.
Because we're losing it right now.
Thank God we got Eric Pincus earlier in the show. Because he probably wouldn't have came on after. Now,
Calm down, Wendy.
We've all gotten tickets, right? We've all gotten tickets.
Traffic tickets. Explain.
You had traffic tickets, right?
Of course.
You know, when the officer comes up to the car and he says, you know, I need you to sign over your name.
It's not saying you're guilty,
we all know that bullshit that the 5-0 spit at us. Now, have you ever wanted to write, like, something different than your name on there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure.
What would you write on there?
Thanks.
Thanks.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Thanks,
it's a sentence.
Space, dick, period.
Okay.
Thanks, all right. Dick.
All right.
You know what I mean? His name happened to be Richard.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Dick. I'm just going slang. I didn't mean nothing by it.
Okay. Well, we all know Rolando McClain, former Raiders.
Yes.
Was out there. He got pulled over. This past few days.
It's shocking.
It's shocking, I know.
An athlete getting pulled over. Shocking.
It says here he was arrested for signing a traffic citation for tinted windows with the name Fuck Y'all.
There you go.
That's how he signed it?
We all think alike.
That's a brother right there. Fuck Y'all.
That is a brother right there.
Do you think he put Y-A apostrophe L?
I know he did. He wanted to get that message across.
Just bring it out to the fuck y'all, you know? Like, bitches, I'm Rolando McClain, bitch. I mean, really?
Do you
fuck
know who
y'all.
I am?
Seriously.
I played for the 3-13 Raiders. Respect me, man. Respect me.
Respect that. All right, next up here, bringing 50 Cent. You know, as he brings in the boneheads. Brian Thomas charged with aggravated assault, possession of painkillers, which Knocker always has on him, and marijuana.
Baby!
Yes! I don't think that's a bad charge. The aggravated assault is bad.
Possession of painkillers, marijuana? Come on. I mean, really? Is it that much to charge people with nowadays?
Does he have a prescription for both?
No.
Okay.
So he deserves to get arrested, you
Problem.
Think?
Yes. Yeah. Problem.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that he could not get some doctor to prescribe this legally to him? That's on him.
That's on him. Being it's a bonehead not getting the card. Yeah, I could just say I have sleep deprivation and I would go get a card right now.
Exactly.
$300 got me a license in Arizona like a couple weeks ago.
There you go.
You overspent.
Huh? Are they that expensive?
No, they're cheaper than that.
In California? Johnny knows. Johnny knows over
You got taken.
Yeah, exactly.
You got taken, man. $65.
That's because you're not all white.
Oh, Roscoe Boulevard.
It came with a pound of shake, though.
Oh!
Then you're good.
That's because you're not all white.
That's right.
See, you'd be all white, you probably could have got it for $100 and the shake.
From the paper.
All right, next one up here. Last one for the boneheads. Now, you guys have all been on airplanes. You fucking assholes.
You didn't catch that.
No, I didn't at all.
I said, and I sucked his dick.
Wow!
All right.
Bam, Brian Moon in the house.
Don't let people tell you that marijuana is not fucking addictive. Sucking dick for trees over here, son.
You got Bob Saget over here sucking dick for crack on the sports
kit. I got off and so did he.
Exactly. Next up here, speaking of that. You know, we've all been on flights, right? You can check this video out. We don't have it on Toad Hop, but you can check it out.
Over.
TheNewSportsGuru.com.
All right.
Have you ever gone on a flight? Now, usually you take something. Johnny, are you afraid of flying?
Oh, 100% afraid.
Afraid? Okay.
Really?
What do you take before you go on a flight?
I usually take like a Valium or something like that.
Do you drink?
No, I do not drink.
Do not drink. Okay. Would you take anything before going on a flight?
No, I dig flying, man. I think flying's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What about you, JR?
An edible.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I take about an edible. Well, this guy decided to get so piss-ass drunk, he decided to piss on the floor.
I don't have the video.
You can check it out at thenewsportsgrew.com. He's literally in a New York airport peeing on the floor. And what's funny about this video is that the cops stand next to him to wait till he finishes.
Well, I'm not going to bust him while he's going.
You don't want to get any on you.
Exactly. I'm not going to wait till fool's done.
This was in New York?
Yes.
What airport?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Because both of them kind of I'd rather pee on the floor than those bathrooms.
Wow. Nasty bathrooms,
those are gross.
Stay from Johnny Ice.
So bad.
After at JFK and the JetBlue terminal? Yeah.
JetBlue will no longer be sponsoring this warned. Show.
You have been warned.
JetBlue is a bus with wings.
Exactly. Are we still a sports show?
Yeah, I'm just asking. We kind of went there.
Are we really?
Yeah, let's bring in a call. Maybe they'll bring in some sports.
Maybe if I put my shirt back on, you guys.
No.
All right,
like
from the 6-2-6.
I might have to take mine off, and then
we're all in trouble. We got a call. 626, who we got?
You got Julian.
Yeah, Julian.
Ramirez El Camarón.
He's like, what the hell did I call into right now?
I know. What am I busting into, man? Julian, you got a fight coming. This is boxer Julian Ramirez, man. Future champion, man. You got a fight coming up this week, right?
Yeah, I'm fighting in Fantasy Springs Casino in Coachella. And, I'm going to fight. Are you going to be there or not?
Yeah, we got 50 Cent in the background, though, for
you
guys.
We're going to try, man. I don't think I can make it this weekend, man. But you've had a funky career, man. Missed fights from weights and injuries and blah, blah, blah. Who are you fighting this weekend, and whose ass are you going to kick?
I'm fighting some guy from TJ.
Some guy?
I don't know anything about him.
Johnny, drop that. I'm fighting some guy from TJ. What, did they just pick him up from the fucking drunk tank, or what, bro? Is this guy legit?
Oh, so makes the fight easier.
It makes the fight easier. He's on tequila.
But I don't know anything about the guy that I'm fighting or anything.
That's kind of better.
Really?
I think it's kind of better when you don't know anything about the guy. He's just, you know...
Yeah, how does that work when you go into the ring and you have no idea who the other guy is, man?
What do you got, Johnny?
No, I was just thinking, when you go to any sport, you kind of want to know what your competition is going to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have no idea how this guy fights.
Yeah, Julian, what if this guy's, just gangster? Are you going to be, you got to have something on him.
Low blows.
I'm gonna just roll up. I'm gonna just roll up.
Yeah, like fucking roll and up. You know, he's gonna bust this on him.
Okay, yeah. That's what he's gonna do. He's gonna bust the fucking
That's a straight up East LA. I'm gonna roll up on his ass.
You can catch all this fight in the Staples parking lot.
Yeah, I know. I fought a lot of amateur fights, so, I mean, different styles. I've learned, and I don't know, I should be it. Like, he's in CJ, so he should be probably like a slugger or something.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm expecting, and I don't know, whatever he brings, I'll be ready for
I'm
it.
I'm just gonna kick his ass, huh?
I'm gonna go kick his ass.
Okay.
Are you gonna make the weight? Are you gonna make the weight, bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna make the weight. I just got back from running right now, that's why
exactly. That's what Geraldo Arroyo, man, a touch him up said, man. Shit. He's out on a run, man. He's gotta make the weight.
He better!
Hey, man, is this on TV, man? Where can they catch the fight?
I don't know. I think I'm a swing ball for Showtime.
Okay.
Showtime Extreme. And, okay. But if not, I mean, at the casino at Fantasy Springs.
All right. Be there. Fantasy Springs, baby. Yeah. All right. Check him
out,
man. All
right, buddy. Hey, do us a favor, man. Hey, if you're not following this guy, El Camarón 23, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, 23. This guy's a future champion, man. You want to see boxing at his finest. He steps in the ring, and it's all out from day one. You got to follow this guy. Watch the fights, man.
Thanks, Julian.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, boss.
All right, brother.
Bring it down, baby.
That's funny, man. It's some guy from TJ.
Shit. Johnny's like, I'll fucking take that guy on. Fuck that shit.
I got a shot at this.
Wait, you
man.
Guys have never heard of the Palestinian boxer, some gay?
No.
Some gay?
No, some gay? No, yeah, I haven't heard
guy,
of him.
Yeah, some guy from TJ. That's his first and last name.
No, I missed that one, man.
Yeah, I just Googled it.
I just fucking Googled it.
I just some fucking guy. Googled it.
All right, man, what we got, man? Well, keep us going.
We got 5 minutes left. I don't know. What do you want to do here?
Well, we were talking NHL.
Okay.
Okay. Or... Do you want to talk, like, let's toss it to JR, man. What's you got to talk about, man?
What? I got nothing to talk
He's
about.
He's got nothing to talk about, Knocker. It's all you about you right now. About?
What a great host. Throws into the guy who has
I know,
nothing.
Seriously.
Well, no, pimp it up, man. Why are you here? What's the reason that you
the
are here,
store,
man?
I do a couple semi-famous people's merchandise. Uh-huh. Damn, I'm about to promote my business with no fucking shirt on. Anyways, I do some semi-famous comedians.
Trust me,
merch.
The women don't give a flying fuck. No. All about right, well, what you're good. Promoting.
I want the ones who really don't give a fuck. My Twitter handle is... No, anyways. but no, I've known
Pimp
Johnny...
Pimp it up, dog!
Listen, I've known Johnny for... Goddamn. Over
10
years.
Years.
Over
Jesus 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He used to be, I believe, a program manager in Rochester for...
He used to be a promotions director for 98PXY in Rochester,
which is
New
owned
York.
By Infinity. And I used to mm-hmm. beatbox for Infinity. And I've always made T-shirts, but uh-huh. the beatboxing was kind of like a thing I did on the side.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, Toad Hop and I are going to start their merch store. Yeah. We're going to get their merchandise.
Really?
Going.
Cool.
Yeah, and get some cash flow.
Yes,
yeah,
so you guys be able to sport some sports guru shit around here in a little bit, man. It'd be nice. Some sports cast. Get Knocker's face on you.
The
we should make some Knocker's panties.
Bud Knocker wear panties.
Bud Knocker
man.
Panties. Those are going to sell man. Good.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, seriously.
I can make
whatever
you need.
I'm trying to think of a reason why they wouldn't sell good. I know they wouldn't, but I can't think of anything funny enough.
If you put knock, knock, who's there on the front of some panties, boom.
I like that.
Right
man, we're
there.
We're all about that.
I'm
we're
all about that.
That.
Knock, knock, who's there?
And then put a print of your face right where the vag goes.
Yeah.
So it gets a little that about. Discoloration line in the middle. Or is that just my girl?
No, that's your girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he really just go there?
I set myself up for that one.
I'm gonna throw this down on him.
I love black people!
I do. Nice. I do. All right, guys, before we go, though, I want to tell you guys about the VIP program, though, at thenewsportsguru.com. We need you guys to sign up, though. It's $4.99 a month, guys. Support the show. You guys, we got thousands of fans out there. It costs us thousands of dollars to do this, guys.
Yeah.
It really does, and we're paying out of pocket right now. It's hard for us. We both got families, jobs, supporting each other. And it really helped out. If you guys go to thenewsportsguru.com, it's a top link at the right. It's $4.99 a month, guys. It automatically takes it out of your guys' bank account. You know, you don't have to worry about going back to it. It's $5 a month.
For all you lazy fucks, you only need to do it once.
For all you lazy shits out there, drop the value meal. It's one value meal a month. It's one Big Mac.
Technically, you could actually make money off of it.
Yes.
You could technically make money off of the subscription.
It's like having a lazy guy
you can
to a video game almost.
Explain.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you sign up, you get your picks.
Exactly.
And you put the money on your picks.
Ah,
and like, you'll make money.
If Jesus,
that's our boy
if
working
Jesus,
it.
Thank you, Johnny. If Jesus would have put his money down, on Alabama, like I told him to, instead of being a chicken, he would have won a lot of money.
He wasn't busy being crucified.
He
could have made some money, right?
Back then, I don't know. He said pesos. What is he using?
I don't know, man.
But check it out, though. The new sportsgrew.com, guys. You'll become a VIP. I mean, I know how many of you guys are out there. Just support us. We really need it, and we really appreciate it. Go to iTunes. Support the whole ToadHopNetwork.com. We get back next week. We're going to be getting into some big NFL next week. It's going to be Super Bowl. It sucks we can't do a Super Bowl party this year. Yeah, I'm kind of pissed off about that.
I'm really upset about that. Yeah, last year's went so well.
It did. Johnny got shit-faced and got in trouble. It was fantastic.
Right, Johnny? It went so well.
Johnny.
Right, rave reviews.
Tell about your experience.
What do you mean? I was the king of the fucking Chug Challenge.
Baby, you were rocking it, dog.
Yeah, at least somebody won something good that night.
Yeah, you know what?
Karen's boyfriend took home a freaking TV.
Yeah, and your wife won.
Are you kidding me?
You
won gift cards, right, that you never saw.
I didn't win gift cards. My wife won gift cards.
My wife won gift cards.
And you never saw them. Well, maybe next year, man. We're going to work this up with your support, fans. We're going to work this up and bring it, man.
Okay. All right, we have another request. Actually, the Liza Minnelli still is coming in. Can you do a Liza Minnelli for us?
Oh, you're a son of a bitch.
What does she sound like? I don't know what she sounds like.
Wow, that's like half between Ethel Merman and Liza Minnelli, man. What the fuck was that?
30-year-old.
I want to hear an Elmer Fudd. You got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, let me play it down. Yeah, let me play it down.
I missed the drop. Will you play the drop?
Yeah,
please?
I will.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You got knocked the fuck out.
A bitch.
I'm Huntley. Oh my God.
Let's try it again.
We'll try it again.
Take two.
Take two. All right, here we go.
You got knocked the fuck out. A bitch.
I'm hunting Wascally Wet.
Oh my God. Come on.
I was going to say Wascally Bitches.
Go for it, man.
There's something that we did before the show that's making my brain kind of like
a little 420, a little bill.
Yeah, that's because you said that's only because you said you're white from the waist up and black from the waist down.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
I said I'm white from the waist down. I just said I have the muscles to make it feel bigger.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, we're out of here, guys. Make sure you guys check out sponsors. I appreciate it. We're going to have JR take us out with some beatbox in a second.
Yeah, baby.
I want to thank our sponsors, though. Dyson Motors. Want to thank them so much. Devin over there at Dyson Motors, Dyson-Motors.com. Guys, check them out. If you guys need a car, check them out.
Fireman's
Brew. All you fans. All you fans, I love you guys. Take me out, JR. Fans of Toad Hop Network, baby. Sportscast. $4.99 a month, guys. Become a VIP. The new sportscrew.com. I love you guys
this
all.
This is our man beatboxing, man. Play that
JR,
up, Johnny.
On
we
the
got,
beatbox.
We got 4 minutes.
Out.
Play this shit up.
Bust it out, JR. Listen to this guy. Sportscast.
Sportscast.
Wednesdays, 4 to 6.
I might have to bust a move here in a minute.
That sounds like my wife.
Sportscast Network. Work.
Woo, keep it going.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, keep it going.
I charge by the second, fellas.
Going.
We got to sell a lot of t-shirts.
Keep going.
What do you guys, want my best trick?
Yeah.
I got this Billie Jean tonight.
We got 5 minutes,
dog.
Okay, it's all you.
Check it out. It's all you. .com, guys.
I mean, this is a cheers to the late, great Michael Jackson. Here's my tribute to you.
Cheers up. You're taking a shot before you
ladies, tune in.
Just a sip.
Ladies, tune in.
Here we go.
Keep a spotlight, beauty queen on a movie screen. I slip. Do you mean I clap one boom? Go and dance on the floor, fucking around.
That's it, man. Yeah! That's it.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.